You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
I'm very proud to announce that we our sponsor Blue Apron is back. I love this company. Use this company. Unbelievable. Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivering service in the country. Blue Apron's mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible for everyone. Blue Apron, how do they achieve this? By supporting a more sustainable food system, setting a high standard of ingredients, and building a community of home chefs. What's the impact on the community? Well, Blue Apron has established partnerships with 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranches across the United States. As a result, seafood is sourced sustainably under standard developed in the partnership with the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch. Beef, chicken, pork comes from responsibly raised animals. Produce is sourced from the farms that practice regenerative farming. That's pretty amazing. Blue Apron can be delivered to 99% of the continental U.S. and 99.5% of the food and desserts. Check this out. Because Blue Apron ships the exact amount of food and ingredients required for the recipe, they're reducing food waste. You know, I noticed that when I was at a restaurant the other day, the amount of food that we throw out is fucking astronomical.
Yeah.
We went to that that guy lunch, the man comic lunch,
just
steak lunch.
Just another thing that, you know, you guys just want to pretend you're the shit, so you guys all have food together. Yeah, I saw pictures
Someone wasn't invited.
Butt hurt.
Yeah.
Well, the amount of food that was wasted was just incredible.
Yeah. You got that radicchio,
yeah.
Right?
And here's a... Here's the impact in the household. We can say this. Because you're home, it's actually better. You're home cooking with your family. Cooking that builds strong family bonds that you have. All of us, we have no bond. No, it is. It's true. We cook, me and Max and my wife, we cook together. Research shows that Blue Apron families cook nearly three times more often. Those who spend a lot of time at restaurants or high-end grocery chains can now, they can spend $10 per person for a delicious meal. Okay, they got a bunch of great stuff coming up. Spicy shrimp and Korean rice cakes with cabbage and furia cake, pork chops and garlic.
What piccata, kind of cake?
Furia cake. Okay, I don't know what that is. I know what
Pharaoh cake.
Pharaoh.
Yeah, right?
I don't know.
The Greek ingredient?
Okay. I don't think it's Greek. It's a Korean recipe. Oh, spicy shrimp and Korean rice cakes with cabbage, which is Korean, and Fury kick. But they got pork chops, which I love. Oh, God. Their pork chops are good. And this is a garlic piccata and a scallion rice and spinach. Ooh, that sounds so good, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. So check it out. This is what you do, guys. Check it out this week. This week's menu. And all you do is you get your first three meals free.
Really?
Free. You get them free. All you
That's
have to
awesome.
Do. And free shipping. Go to blueapron.com/dude, and you will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. blueapron.com/dude, and you get three meals for free. Make sure you join our beautiful premium membership right now. Go on your phone, your Android or iPhone, and download the You Know What Dude Robert Kelly app, believe?
Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude app.
Or I'm dyslexic, so. Download it. A lot of you son of a bitches are members, and I love you. I got a new show I did for premium members only. This this week. And
it's always a relief when you burp, because up until then you're just choking on air.
Yeah,
it could be at the end of the show.
Oh, you'd be so happy if I fucking dropped dead on the show.
I'd have a week off at least. So, I always appreciate those.
Wait.
You would drop dead. Deepu would murder me immediately.
No, you wouldn't.
Well, no witnesses. Well, I'll turn the webcams off first. Let's go in the right order, people.
Why? Leave them on and be famous.
American Psycho.
Murder on air.
Anyways, so become a member. Join $1.99 a month. It's nothing. Comes right out of your phone bill there, whatever. Mm-hmm. Right?
Well, your card. You sign it up with your card.
Yeah, sign up with your card. It's great. But you get premium content. I'm going to try to get a couple of my friends on one-on-ones this month. They have a little time. So we got some great episodes up there right now. We got great video and some great audio episodes. So check it out. It only goes to premium members only, and all the archives. 400 shows are in the archives?
It's getting there.
Mm-hmm. It's getting there. So you get all these archives for you. Everybody else gets the 10 free. So there you go. Get the app and become a member. Now, what else?
So I believe Lauren had a good idea for a segment.
Yeah.
Ooh, we got a new segment. I love segments.
Do we have a name for the segment?
Yeah, we have a name for the segment. Lauren's segment.
The best of 2016.
The best. So you would have, if you had the Foo Fighters, the best right now, we would play that.
Do you want to get flagged for that?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, all right.
Never mind.
Apparently you want to be a fag for that and not have fun.
It's the ultimate out. I could be like, oh, well, YouTube will flag it, so I don't want to pull it up.
I know. I hate when you do it. It really is. It just aggravates. When you go, we'll get flagged. And I'm like...
But he's doing his job.
I know he's doing his... I'm not... My new Year's resolution, I'm going to try not to get mad.
Okay.
Whoa, that's big. I mean...
I've never heard that before.
Okay, so I asked our social media followers what their favorite moments from 2016 YKWD was.
Yes.
Joseph J said the return of Joey Rose's episode.
That was a great one.
Yes, a lot of people said that. When we saw Keith Robinson in the hospital and Keith replied, "I'm just kidding with you."
Oh, yeah. When he came out, he had fucking stroke, T-Rex arms.
Yeah.
And we were all, I literally went, oh, no. It just came out and went, I'm just playing, motherfucker. I was like, thank God.
Mark said the episode where Bobby and Stav baby talk food. I think Tim Dillon was there, too.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You always got to love a food episode with another couple fatties, you know, especially Stavi. Stavi, man. God, that we could, me and him. And there's nobody, but we're sitting at a restaurant yesterday at the He-Man Woman Haters Club that Lewis has.
I should have been there.
Right? You should have. There was a lot of Indians.
Working.
Right in the middle of the table. There was just a lot of, no, there's no Indians working in a Brazilian restaurant. Yeah, you mind? It's all Brazilians. It was a great time. It was like 30 people. You should have got an invite.
No, I don't think so. It's a group of people who are kind of like further along and like kind of working. And
I agree.
Yeah.
You swayed me.
For the record, I have been invited to shit and I've turned it down.
So anyways, it was a great time. Really a lot of fun. A little quiet for me. Everybody was eating and being polite because it's not all, you know, there's pockets of friends.
Yeah.
There was a little.
I was
Did
looking
they group
at the.
Up?
Yeah, I was looking at where people were sitting, and I was like, oh, okay, that's a quiet corner right there.
Well, it was
that's
actually
like not fun.
I think he sat them in order of fucking relevance in the business.
Wait, Lewis sat them? Did he make place cards?
Dan Soder was way at the end with Andrew Schultz, and then me and Aaron Berg and was way down the other end. But yeah, it was a good time.
We have another one that says Mindy says the outburst about the VT dumpling lady.
The Vermont dumpling lady.
Yeah.
What'd I do? Did you look up what I did? You didn't
I
even
did
do
not.
That, did it?
No. You, I didn't know what it meant.
I'm going to be honest. I don't remember any of these moments.
Really? You don't remember that,
remember
really?
I don't remember Keith pretending to have a stroke on the air.
Yeah. And the what was the first one?
Joey Rose is coming.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, of course. You remember two of them. Out of the four, you remember two. That's that justifies. Why don't I have a water?
Uh-oh. Here, take mine, buddy. One for the team.
It's literally like I can't. You know,
that's my fault.
I know whose fault it is, but I'm not yelling.
Okay.
All right. Well, what's the best one? What's the most upvoted moment of the year?
Moment of the year. Do we have any music for moment of the year?
Oh.
Ready? Moment of the year.
That's like
your
best
tribute
song I can imagine.
To Scopa leaving.
Really?
Yeah.
That was a funny moment. Yeah. The whole show changed at that point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We changed everything. We started doing this. The new, just us kind of rolling. People rolling in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry to say Yamanika is not going to be here today. Yeah. I don't think. I'm very, you know, I love Yamanika. She's such a cool girl. Mm-hmm. But she had some personal stuff go down. So, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with her.
Absolutely.
Can I say that in a, without being fucking labeled in a fucking...
For saying thoughts and prayers?
Yeah, you know, there'd be somebody going, dude, Bobby lost it. He's fucking sensitive.
No, I think you can say that. No problem.
I called up Marina Franklin.
Yeah?
Yeah, this weekend. For
smooth things over?
No, I called her up. I go, you got me. You got me with your passive aggressive. She got me. She got me to flip out.
Yeah.
She got me. She pulled that. She pulled whatever move she pulled, quite, you know, and then she got me.
Mm-hmm.
And I snapped. But here's the thing. Is the last minute I pulled the nose up, and I apologized, and I got out of it. She almost got me. I almost jumped over the table and hit a woman. No, I'm kidding. I would never do that. But yeah, it was a pretty heated episode. Anyways, what else you got?
We can do some good fan, bad fan.
Yeah, let's do some good fan, bad fan.
All right.
First of all, can we stop? Stop. I'd like to know what you did for New Year's.
New Year's, I was at the Creek in the Cave. I went to the gathering there.
And what happened? Did you go on stage?
I wasn't booked on the show there. I tried to do the mic. They had an open mic going on at 10 o'clock downstairs.
Yeah.
I tried to jump on the back end of that, but the host, the one who was running it, didn't know me because I haven't been going to her fucking open mic.
Well, if she listens to this, though, she's going to hear
she's
your
not
tone.
Listen to this. Who cares? That's the truth. She hasn't seen my face around. Other people have. They would have thrown me on, but I got turned away, and whatever. I hung out at the party, had a beer, saw Stavros.
Did he go on?
He wasn't doing the mic. I think he was just networking or whatever.
Network, hanging out. Did you hang out?
Yeah, I hung out a little bit.
I love Creek in the Cave, man. Yeah.
It's a cool place.
Look, you have to support this place. You have to.
People do. It was bumping there. It was
it
a party.
Should be, yeah, she's got a fucking... But I'm saying, you gotta, during the week, weekends...
Yeah, man.
It's a beautiful spot out there in Long Island City. You got to support it because that you get they're making the future motherfuckers are coming out from out of there. You know, what did you do?
Oh, it's really sad.
What'd you do?
I literally laid in bed with my dog, watched the ball drop on television, and then fell asleep.
That sounds like a beautiful. What, am I old?
Actually,
that sounds fucking awesome.
It was really great. I relaxed. I did nothing.
Did you get drunk? Have some wine or
no,
something?
No, I took just like a muscle relaxer. I went to bed.
Took a pill. That is so Jersey chick. That's so Jersey chick.
That's fucking. That's what are you 50? How old are you?
I'm 30. I just turned 30 like 2 weeks ago.
30 going on 50.
I know.
I mean, a dog, a muscle relaxer, and in your bed on New Year's. Literally, you should just fucking end it.
She thought she was hallucinating Mariah Carey's flop.
Oh, my God. I was alone watching it. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Can we talk about that for a second? What happened? Let's bring it up on the show today, too.
Yeah.
So get that video.
Yeah, it's queued up.
Basically, what happened was Mariah Carey doesn't sing live anymore. So she needs her audio of her singing, and it didn't pop on. It never worked. So she just ran around the stage like a maniac.
So they fucked her.
They fucked her for two songs, and she had to take it for up there for two songs.
And everybody's turning on her.
She's trying to
who
get
the fuck sings outside on New Year's?
Yeah. It's
who the fuck? Who sing? Look at rock bands sing live. R&B women singers don't sing live.
Yeah.
Can we just stop with that fantasy?
Yeah.
Katy Perry didn't sing live. You know, Britney Spears, whoever the fuck, they don't sing live.
Yeah.
Stop with the fit. We know that they're coming out. She's coming out, and it's you get to see Mariah Carey lip sync her songs outside in a leotard in sub-zero degree weather.
Yeah, but it just really fell apart. Like, they played the wrong song, and then... I guess there's no exit strategy. They never planned, like, what happens if they play the wrong song?
So the dancers kept going. Then she's putting the mic to the crowd, trying to get the crowd involved. Right. It was really sad. I felt really bad.
Yeah, well, she's done.
Oh, yeah, she's toast.
It reminds me of, like having a set where, like, you kind of mail it up top, and the people would just lose faith in you completely. And then you're just kind of...
Even the crowds are like,
It's like, I mean,
just give up on the rest of the set. Like, what else can you do? You're not gonna, sometimes you can't win them back, you know?
But it's almost like some sound guy or somebody in the business is like, let's take this bitch
out. Mariah.
Sure, yeah.
Let's take this bitch out.
Because she's just not leave well-liked.
The it's a trick. You just leave the camera on or let the world just soak in what a fuck-up this is right now.
She's not well-liked, that I know.
Not anymore.
Someone could have fucked her on purpose.
I'm not even kidding. I mean, look at, I mean, Whitney Houston went down in flames, too.
Yeah.
Same way. She sang and something happened, right?
Isn't yeah. It?
I don't keep track of pop culture. Right
yeah, but these are women that are known to have
God forbid you
voices.
Keep track of. You're a comedian. How would you not? Why would you keep track of pop culture?
How did Whitney Houston die? Do
I know
she
died. Yeah, you should know that.
Crack pipe? Did she light
she
her
OD'd.
On fire? Wait, that was Richard
she
Pryor.
Drowned.
Never mind.
What?
She OD'd in a tub.
That's her daughter.
No, that was Whitney.
Look it up, please.
Both of them. They both did. Her daughter tried to.
Can you look it up on your computer now that you have a computer?
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, thanks, Mom. Fuck it. Your mom's the best.
She really is.
Anyways, what time are these people showing up?
3:45.
Okay. 7 minutes.
I think
Whitney Houston's death was caused by accidental drowning, but heart disease and cocaine were contributing factors.
Okay, so she died from drugs in a bathtub.
Right.
And her daughter died the same way.
Yeah.
God damn. Oh, man.
These mother-daughter's deaths, man. It happens
yeah,
a lot,
the,
apparently.
The daughter, like, held on, like, in a coma for a long time, all fucked up.
It's just sad.
Yeah.
You know, I'm watching this. I love my Facebook feed.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Because the things that I've liked, there's liberal stuff, there's conservative stuff, there's gadget stuff, and then there's just silly shit, you know, news stuff. So I like to go there for my news in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you have to be careful because of fake news, but I went to, what fucking annoys me the most is parents who videotape their kids being hurt.
Yeah.
And they put it on Facebook. Somehow. That video gets on Facebook.
Are you talking about the kid who fell under the dresser?
Yes.
Can I pull it up?
Yes. All right. It's fucking disturbing.
Let me know when you get it. Yep.
It's disturbing. Which camera should I use?
You're not moving anything. She's gonna.
I'm just hitting.
Yeah. Well, is it going to come up on our video?
Yep.
How? Where?
I just got to move the microphone.
Yeah, so... So, it's...
You know what my Facebook feed is?
What?
Every single one of my friends married, divorced.
Oh, no.
With a child.
That's my wife. That's my wife. Hang on. Let me just get it.
Okay.
Baby, we're in the middle of the show right now. What's up?
Oh, sorry. I was just calling you back.
Hi, Dawn.
Why didn't you answer the phone earlier?
Because I didn't know it was ringing. We were playing in his bedroom. And I didn't get out there until just now and saw that you called.
Oh, that's a long time.
Well, yeah, we were playing in his room for, an hour?
What if I was on the side of the road and I needed you? What if I was being attacked by a bear and you're my only hope? What if an alien ship came down and just took me and they'd let me go if they talked to you? And I'm done. What happened?
Don, he was fine. Don't worry.
Yeah, I know.
Answer the question.
You probably would have called me back 700 times.
You know what? I gotta go. Goodbye.
Nothing else.
Bye, Max.
Hi.
Bye, Max.
Bye.
I love you, kid.
Where are you?
I'm at the studio. You want to come here sometime?
Why?
I'm doing a show. I'm doing my podcast.
One-on-one. Do a one-on-one.
Do you want to come in sometime?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's your favorite song?
It's the robot song.
What's the song?
Beastie Boys Intergalactic.
Oh, you got him into the Beastie Boys?
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. What about Bon Jovi? You like Bon Jovi still?
Yes.
Yeah, I like Bon Jovi still.
All right, what's your favorite Bon Jovi song?
The green one.
It's My Life?
Yeah, It's My Life.
All right, I'll see you later.
Living
Bad Medicine? You like Bad Medicine?
Living on a Prayer.
Yes.
All right, I'll see you later, buddy. I love you.
Did
you just give me the wrap-up sign for my
I'm
kid?
Sorry, I was instinct. That was instinct, I'm sorry.
All right, I love you, buddy. I'll see you later.
I love you.
Bye, Max.
Bye. Bye. Dawn. Dawn. Deeple just gave me the wrap-up sign on Max. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, look at her. What's she?
Sorry. Okay, yeah. You point the knife at me, I'll take it.
Tom will stab you, too. All right, I love you, baby. Bye, Max.
Sorry, I was just...
Bye.
I was just reacting to the chat room, Bob. I'm just relaying.
First of all, those savages, what, fucking 8 people?
Dude, we are making them sit through you talking to your kid.
Oh, no.
He's got a point.
I liked it.
They have a, yeah, of course
for,
you did.
For all our female listeners,
yeah,
that was great.
For the 8 female listeners, yeah. they got a valid point.
Yeah, so let's put the, Lauren, put on the press number pad 5 so we can show the clip.
Yeah.
There's no audio, I don't think. It's just the video. So we have the kid. Mm-hmm.
Where's this mother
stop,
from?
Stop. Not you.
Oh. Yeah.
Her yapping.
Sorry.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
It's like watching a monkey learn how to like climb a tree or something. Oh.
Oh my God.
Ugh. It seems worse than it actually is.
Ugh.
Seems worse.
I can't.
God, this is eerie. Let me put some music on.
I can't.
Yeah, look, can we watch it with music?
His toes.
Some mm-hmm. happy music.
Yep.
Oh my God, I'm horrified. This is evil. This is so evil.
He's
so evil.
He's stepping on
him. Oh,
no!
Oh my God! Oh! He's killing him! Ew. Call your mother!
All right, here he goes. Go back. Where do you go?
Hey.
Oh.
That's awesome. That's a great story. That's a story about good parenting.
All right, listen. Here's the fucking deal. Yeah.
That was hard.
First of all,
this is why you have a second kid.
The music, the music actually made it like a Chaplin film. It was actually kind of. It made it cuter. They should play any kids getting hurt videos with that music.
That's my YouTube channel, Bob. Check it out.
What?
It's called Pain Tunes.
Pain Tunes?
Sorry, that was horrible.
What? 340. All right, bring them up.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Oh, we didn't do bad fan, good fan, bad fan, though.
Right, we can do that while they're getting up here.
All right, cool. I want to talk about this more. I want to see if it play the music. I want to play the first half and then with the music, see if it's funny. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Parents should be fucking... have their kids taken away from them.
Well, okay, so that dresser had like a bad leg.
I don't
right?
give a shit.
That's why it tipped over, right?
It's not the point.
Okay.
Accidents will happen.
Mm-hmm.
But where the fuck are the parents? You don't hear a dresser fall. Why you don't leave infants for more than 30 seconds.
No, I agree. And there was a webcam running. It begs a lot of questions.
I can't stand these people. Yeah. Savages. Fucking savages.
All right. Good
That's my opinion. Anyways, what do we got? Good fan, bad fan. Hit it.
And now it's time for some good fan, bad fan.
All right, our first good fan says, I don't ever write reviews for things because I don't believe in them, but I just had to write one for Bobby's podcast.
Yes.
Robert and his crew are without a doubt the funniest group of individuals on the planet. He can't mean me and Warren.
No, he doesn't mean you. He means me and the crew being the comics that come in. Yes.
Right. Well, thank you anyway for the 5-star review. I always appreciate it.
I'll take that.
All right, we're going to bet. The honesty is beautiful.
Yeah. Our first bad fan is a comment one day ago on YouTube by Conquering Consciousness. He says, Bobby, I love the show, but geez, man, you got to ease up. I shut the show off after you screamed at Marina and made it weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what we needed last week? We needed Lauren just rubbing your arm.
Yeah.
Just to calm you down a little bit.
Yeah, I know. Right. Last week was a bad week, man.
It was an off week because we thought we were going to have the week off.
No, it was. I was stressed out. Mm-hmm. Very stressed out last week. And then Marina really, you know, here's the problem with that. And hi, buddy.
Hi, buddy.
Shawnee Times here. Yeah, last week I snapped on Marina. But here's the deal, buddy. I'm sorry, but I'm a psycho, and I snap. I'm not cool, calm, and collective all the time. I wish I could be. I'm trying to get there through therapy and meetings.
I've seen you snap before.
Yeah, I'm a fucking psychopath. And if you know anything about me,
I feel like you're going to that level again. I think we should bring it down.
No, I need her to fucking rub my shoulder. I need
Lauren, do the things you gotta do. Oh, okay, there we go. Okay. Perfect.
But listen, bro. Yeah, I get it. But here's the problem with you, is that this is how not a fan you are. Mm. That you listen to one podcast or whatever, and you know, oh shit, I had to turn it off. I'm done. Okay, fine. Turn it off. I get it. I've done that with shows.
Right.
I've turned shit off. I get it.
Then you come back next week.
Yeah, you come back the next week and see where I'm at.
Yeah.
I mean, but here's the problem. I admit when I'm wrong. Unlike most people, when they argue or fight, and that's a friend of mine, and we're talking about something that's pretty hot and touchy and prickly.
Mm-hmm. And public eye, or you mean in personal
life? Yeah, we're talking about some horseshit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I misread Marina, and I thought she was being stupid and, you know, being passive aggressive and just trying to control the fucking room. And I was having a shit day. And I, you know, Marina, look, Marina's not, she's not no dummy either.
No, of course
she
not.
She knows how to fucking, you know, push you and get you to flip.
She has the same insecurities we have.
Yeah, so I snapped. Not crazy, you know, I fucking lost it, but I was like, you know what, I'm sorry, and I apologize. What do you want me to do? If you can't understand that, if you can't understand that people have passions and people lose it, and here's the problem that I have, and I've watched a lot of shit this week on YouTube, is that, and it's my problem too, I fall victim to it, and I hate it about me, is when you're talking about this stuff, all this political stuff, social justice shit or whatever, or PC shit, all they're trying to do is get you mad.
Yes.
They're just trying to say shit.
It's incendiary.
And get you mad so you flip out. They're either getting mad or you're getting mad or both people are getting mad.
Yes.
And
that kind of fits in what you just said. Not yeah.
And I got mad. Yeah. And I lost it. But I got my composure and was like, okay, I lost it. You got me. You got me, Marina. Mm-hmm. I lost it.
Yeah.
And I fucking apologize and we moved on. I misread it. And so I'm sorry about that, buddy, but a woman or she or Z or whatever
it,
you want
to. But, you know, it was actually a good thing you brought up that topic because we had like the most comments we've ever had on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, I don't look at comments at all.
Well, stats-wise. You know.
Yeah, I don't care about
some guy
it.
Posted a petition, too. They said everyone should sign the petition that, you know, we should shut down or we should get everyone that's racist at MTV out of MTV.
Huh.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. What was the...
They did this whole thing about white men.
Oh, I saw that. And, wasn't it like, dear white men?
Yeah, dear white men. Yeah, you can just be better.
It was a video, right?
Yeah. I'm just sick of being lumped. I'm just sick of being blamed for everything. Mm. I'm just sick of it. I'm just not into it anymore. I did nothing, and I don't care if you say I did. I didn't. I've just clawed and struggled my way to where I'm at right now is a fucking mid-century ranch, three-bedroom ranch in Westchester. So
I think you're doing better than the guy that posted the petition on a YouTube video, which got 13 signatures. Very, you know, very
look,
small.
Look, I don't like people losing their jobs. I don't want those idiots to lose their jobs over fucking up. Mm-hmm. I just want them to not fucking
they won't
not be racist.
Jobs. They will not lose their jobs.
Well, I don't
They'll
care.
Be promoted.
But this is the one thing is that people want people's jobs. Mm-hmm. That's what when you should be fired. Shut the fuck up for saying something. How the fuck do you?
I know.
Anyways, I don't want to get into it. It just doesn't make sense to me. Mm. And last week, that whole thing with her. You know, I was not in the mood anyways. Yeah. You know, I've been very stressed out.
Did that video, let me ask you, I don't know if you talked about this already, did that video go viral and then...
Yeah, it went viral in the wrong way for
and
them.
And the wrong way for them.
They thought it was going to go the other way where...
It was like the most downvoted video for that week.
It's done though. The whole thing about white men, it's over. Nobody's fucking.
The thing that annoys me is, like, in comedy, a lot of people will just say that. If you're a white dude, they'll just say that right to your face. And they're like, well, not you. And it's like, well, yes, me. Because you're saying the same way you don't want to be stereotyped. Yeah. You're stereotyping right now. Yeah. That's what's happening. It's just, you're just using the same medicine that white dudes used on you for all those years on me right now. You're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
I was at a show once, and this girl, we had literally a 20-minute conversation that was very pleasant. And then at the end of it, she's like, I'm really scared of white men. I'm like, we just had a 20-minute conversation. How are you scared of me? No, not you. And it's like, well, you just said white men. What do you mean then? What do you mean?
Yeah. It doesn't make sense anymore. You know, for a minute, it made sense. We were all like, wait a minute, we did a lot of bad things. It's like, no, we didn't. I didn't.
Well, I didn't. Yeah. No, I didn't. Not middle class, like people come from blue collar families didn't.
I didn't do shit. You know?
Yeah.
So fucking whatever. Your boss that you work for did.
Sure. Yeah. CEOs did. Yeah,
the CEO that you say get coffee for and go to the say thank you at the Christmas party.
Yeah.
He's the guy you want to go make a video about.
People's retirement accounts.
Yeah. I just don't get it. But anyways, last week was...
should talk to him about it. He'll have something great to say about it.
Now, what's up, Marky?
Brutal out there.
What's wrong?
Rainy. It's just raining. Rain. You can't take it.
What did you... Did you just go... when Mark took his jacket off? I thought you were doing it at his body, weren't you? Wait,
works
look at
out,
you.
This kid.
Yeah, he's pretty shredded.
I'm getting to that point.
Pretty crazy. But I called Marina anyways the next day. She was with Keith on the phone. And I was like, you got me. You got me to snap.
But you've also known her for what, 20 years?
Of course I've known her. Of course I don't. Of course I love Marina. You know what I mean? But what's that?
She can be cutting.
Yeah.
She's very cutting. But we're all cutting. I get that. Yes. But I just was in a shit mood too. I have to add that to you. The recipe. I was in a shit mood. I was in a shit mood last night. I was at home. And I forgot, you know, I did that, the whole dinner yesterday, the
guy dinner.
Yeah. The guy dinner.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The lunch. Yeah.
You went.
I went.
You were invited, but you couldn't make it.
Family.
It was fun.
Right? It was a great dinner.
Bunch of dudes that I like a lot.
Yeah. Wow. Most.
Well, yeah.
the middle of the fucking. Yeah. The middle of the table is a little. Yeah.
Wait, I was in the middle of the table. What the hell?
Look, if I say hi to you and you don't smile, you know, smile.
Well, you're miserable.
I smiled. Yeah. I went, hey, how you doing, buddy?
Who paid?
Who, me?
Not you.
Oh, somebody else.
Fucking insecure owl. Who, me? Oh, shit.
Who paid for the meal? Was it all?
Everybody pays their own.
That's not fun.
It's around $55.
That's the thing about these comic hangs.
What do you mean that's not fun? You don't pay for your own meal?
That's the thing with these comic hangs. You know, you get invited. Oh, the guys who are ahead of us are going to pay for everything. And then, like, everyone's like, you got to buy your own movie ticket.
How much money do you think?
I thought it was different. I you know, that all
changed. Hang on one second. Lewis started. What do you think he's doing?
What, he's getting podcast money?
I've seen him in the same jeans for 8 months.
Well, I got invited to the movies once. I got invited to the movies once, and then like I thought, you know.
Yeah, you know, you pay. Everybody pays.
You thought they were going to pay for your movie?
This is show business. I'm sorry.
What are you doing? Go to the bathroom. Just hurry up. In there, to the right. Over
that's
that way.
You know what that is? You know what that is? That's a millennial. That's a millennial.
Whoa,
thing.
Whoa! No, this is a, that's that a is millennial new to show
thing.
Business.
How old are you? Are you under 30?
Yes,
that's a millennial. Barely. That's a millennial thought
that's
process.
Not a millennial thought process.
Yes, it is. Like
I'm
want...
very considerate. If I understood the finances of the situation, I would have adjusted.
What
behavior.
Do you think that you? What did? Why would you deserve a free movie?
What have
why?
You done?
You're not even. Boy.
Where are you killing?
They had to. They literally had to have a meeting to invite
the pit
you
last night.
Yeah, the pit, the 2 minute pit mic.
Yeah. Oh no! Now it's 5 minutes for $5.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool.
So yeah,
they literally had to invite you. You didn't go to it yesterday. You should have gone. It was fun.
It was a great day. But here's the deal: I go to this thing, and then I remember that I had Arlene's grocery.
Yeah.
Later that night. So I was like, oh, do I stay in? I was like, fuck it. I just went all the way home. I went to hang with my kid for a little while, which I love. I love. He's at just a great age to hang with. We played, blah, blah, blah. They had dinner because I wasn't hungry, of course, because we fucking stuffed our faces.
I had the meat sweats.
Oh, great. It was unbelievable. And then, so then I got to leave around 7 to go back in the city for 8. And I go all the way in over to the east side. The east side of New York is just a bunch of twats now. It used to be so cool over there, rock and roll and punk.
Oh,
and
no, it's
fucking
like,
artists.
It's like Goldman Sachs.
It is a it's a disgusting shit place now.
That whole area used to be all like hipster bars and rock and roll bars. Like Motor City.
Used to be the shit.
Max Fish and all that. When I was in my early 20s, that was like the hipster section.
I almost got hit by a van on the way down. Some chick driving a rehab van. You know those rehab vans? Just a little extra. Like they fit like 18, right?
They have the added antennas
on
top.
That the extra van where all the extras get shipped to room.
Right, right.
And she just almost, wiped me out just because she wasn't paying attention. And then I get down to that area. I park. I go into a coffee shop. And I was like, are you closing? She goes, kinda. What do you want? And I just went, ha, and I left. I was like, are you
fucking asshole?
Who the fuck? Where is the guy who owns this place? Yeah. I'm sorry. Or woman.
Wait, are we on?
Fuck.
Yeah.
We're on?
Yes.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that.
I was wondering why you were leaning back.
I didn't know.
What do you think, this thrilling conversation with this?
He's talking directly into the microphone.
I was like, wait, what is, sorry, I've been here 20 minutes. I had no idea. God. Thank God I didn't say anything about Yamanika.
She's not coming.
She's not coming?
She can't. Something happened.
Oh,
diabetes.
No.
All right. See, I'm kicking it up a notch. I had no idea. I'm sorry. I went to the bathroom. What a dick. He should have called me out.
He's on. See, I'm just regular all the time.
I heard you're recently homeless.
No, I'm back. I got a place. Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
There's no way he's homeless. He's got fucking $20 million of Amy's money in his fucking...
I've been sitting on the money. Jeez, I feel terrible. I had no idea we were on. But sitting on the money, I bought my own apartment.
Yeah. Wow.
So I was homeless because they said they would get me in by a certain date, so I got rid of my place.
Yeah, we feel terrible for you.
I know.
An apartment. Where's your apartment?
7th and 10th.
So you bought an apartment down here?
Yes.
What, one bedroom or two?
One.
Big?
No.
Small?
Yeah.
Enough to bang chicks and write jokes.
Yeah.
Occasionally have some fucking soup. Yeah. That's all he needs, a smoothie, pussy, and a notepad.
Yeah.
I miss those days. Especially the fucking middle part of that.
Yeah, How's the sex? Is it still 3 years and counting?
What do you mean?
You haven't had sex in 3 years?
Oh, no, no. We fucked.
Hey!
Not my wife. Lauren gave me a hand job.
Oh, nice.
No, I'm kidding.
No, she looks tired.
Not for my dick.
Shit, I feel bad. I knew we were on. I'm sorry.
No. No, sex is good. But anyways, I went to Arlene's Grocery, and then I fucking got mad. The guy who runs it. Who's the guy who runs it? I don't know. Whatever. I met him. The guy who started it.
Yeah.
Really great guy. What a sweet guy.
Really?
He came. Yeah, it was just great. He came back. He was so nice to me.
Was there people there?
Yeah, it was pretty packed up.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Good room.
It's a good room, but I went out there and it's like, you know, I just got mad. Because I'm looking over to the left and there's just some kid, probably some young comic just staring at me. You know, and I'm waiting, you know, just staring at me, judging. Shit, just go to the back. You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't know what that was. Maybe he was a fan. You don't know what that was.
No, I fucking yelled at his face.
Really?
I was like, hey, fuck face. I go, first of all, you don't get to have a beard because it doesn't connect. Those are the rules. Okay? So shave it off and be a regular. You don't get to be one of the fucking hipsters. God, it's such a uniform now.
The beard, yeah.
It's just a uniform. It's like a fucking, it's a shitty shirt that you got from Salvation Army with, you know, with a fucking a poodle on it wearing sunglasses.
Oh, right.
Get it? I'm a guy. This is a girl's shirt and I'm wearing it because I don't care because I'm crazy and artistic and fuck. Ugh.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Those guys are getting laid.
They're getting a lot of pussy, and I think that's what bothers me.
Yeah.
I'm playing with Batman, Superman fucking Legos. You guys are all out fingering chicks in alleys.
Not here. Not this guy.
I know you're not.
Yeah, what about when a guy with a beer goes down on you? Does he get all that shit in there?
My girlfriend likes it.
Yeah.
She likes the tingles.
Yeah, but we're talking about a big beard.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a beard where you actually have to wash. You must have to wash
it. Yeah, like an ISIS beard.
I don't like anybody who didn't get a beard for an insecure reason. Like, I have my beard because I cover my fat face with my beard. That's why. Because I have a double chin and it makes.
And don't forget the money you make during Christmas.
Yes. Playing young gigs. Santa. Yeah, exactly. But
that, somehow you look older than him. How is that possible?
It's the gray in the beard.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
No.
But if you get, if you get a beard because you just for the reasons you just said, then you're a fucking asshole.
Well, I think that, look, there is a uniform that happens. I mean, when, you know, when whoever's big at that moment in your fan base, that's who people become, you know?
That's true.
When Dane was popular, a lot of guys were in tight jeans and fucking wife beaters and,
You
know, going on stage and leaning on an ass cheek and flipping their arms.
Right. Right.
You know? And then...
Those were the days, huh?
A lot of graphic tees, I remember.
I mean, Dice, remember Dice was big? Yeah, a lot of guys were wearing fucking acid wash and, you know, going up fucking, you know, just standing, delivering awful dick jokes, you know?
Oh, yeah. Good
times. I don't see anyone dressing like Louis, though.
What are you kidding? Black t-shirt and jeans?
I see it all the time.
Look at all of us.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I respect Louis because Louis made me so happy because I think he did one of his specials and he had a stain on his shirt.
Yes. Yeah, I remember the blue shirt.
I was just like, that is just, that makes me happy because he just didn't really care.
Right.
Right.
Like somebody said, dude, you got a stain. And he went, I don't care. if they don't watch my special because I have a fuck you. This is funny.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
You opened for his recording with a stain on your shirt, right?
No, it was a water stain I got like 3 seconds before I went out there.
Oh.
But I also wasn't being filmed.
Yeah, he doesn't.
I don't care.
He doesn't drink water.
Oh, it was a beer stain. That's right. It was a beer stain.
It was gravy.
Gravy.
Thanks for doing that, by the way.
Thanks for having me. Oh, yeah, it was a blast.
How about this? So I shoot this special, and we have this big idea at the end to have me jump into a gurney and be wheeled out by EMS.
Yeah.
Carrie Fisher did that in her HBO, and she just died. Her HBO one-woman show, that was the same exact ending, so we had to, revamp the whole thing, cut it out.
Why, because it looks like you're making fun of Carrie Fisher?
It looks like I'm making fun of her, looks like I'm stealing, looks like, you know, she's dead now. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was ugly. The whole thing was in the can, done. We edited it for weeks.
But so why didn't you just leave it and then have Carrie Fisher just, you know,
pop out?
Have you come up with the Princess Leia?
Who's on TV now? Right.
Whoops. You killed both those tapings. That was really good. The second one, did you feel way more comfortable?
Way
the first? Yeah, you could tell.
The first show, I was shaking. I was so nervous.
Yeah, you didn't seem like you were nervous. You just could tell you really leaned into it
in the
second one.
A little stiffer. Yeah.
Where did you tape it?
It's a cool place,
actually,
man.
Actually, Lower East Side. A little off the beaten path. A place called Angel Orizans. It's an old temple that Noam got married in.
You know who else did a special there?
Don't say Dennis Leary.
Yeah.
Ah! I was hoping that was a myth.
No, why? Yeah, he filmed a special there. It's a beautiful place.
It's gorgeous.
Beautiful.
They also filmed, you know the movie Bad Boys?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, nothing from that movie.
Bad Boys 2. No.
That is a beautiful little theater, or whatever it is.
It's also fitting for Mark because he's obsessed with Jews.
Right.
Why are you obsessed with... Aren't you a Jew?
No.
You're not a Jew?
That's the nice thing anyone's ever said
to
me.
He wants to be in the
worst
way. What
are you?
Atheist.
Really?
Sicilian and French.
Where are you from?
New Orleans.
Really?
Yeah.
You just there with Amy.
Yes.
I have to say I hate your place, where you're from.
Why?
Why do you think? The same reason everybody hates
it. It's hot, there's crime, the racial tension.
Yeah.
Corrupt cops.
Alcoholism, drugs.
Right, the booze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's not the booze. I don't mind people drinking.
The French Quarter?
It's literally every person that's ever been at my show that I've had kicked out are on that street at the same exact time showing their tits. It's just annoying. It's just fucking annoying.
I'll say it's a great town. Food's amazing, jazz, yada, yada.
Food is not amazing.
Ah! What are you kidding?
Fuck, jambalaya is mush.
Great. You're bush. It's rice and sausage and shrimp.
Yep. I know you're going to fucking get pissed. And you know what?
Gumbo?
Suck a dick.
What?
It's
chicken
mush.
On dewy, seafood gumbo with okra and oyster.
Okra? First of all, okra
is gumbo.
Okra's boogers. Okra tastes
a vegetable.
It tastes like if you got a green bean and stuck it all the way up your nose and pulled it out your mouth and then gave it to me.
That's not that off.
Right?
Yeah.
And okay, now let's go to your crawfish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a lobster.
Yeah, except fucking 17 times smaller than a lobster. It's literally a little tongue. All this fucking work.
It looks like an insect.
A little tiny piece of meat, and they go, suck the head. That's where all the juices are. There's not. I don't want to suck an empty head.
You don't have to suck the head. You don't have to suck the head.
It fucking stinks. You got to go through literally 9,000 of them to have any type of, to feel full at all, you have to have 9,000 crawfish. They stink.
It's like shrimp, though. It's like, never even complains about shrimp size. I mean, you get a jumbo shrimp. I'll give you that.
Fuck you.
It's like pistachios.
Jumbo shrimp cocktail? First of all.
All right, that's different.
You eat the whole thing.
Now you got the tail.
A crawfish, it's a little tiny hunk of shit.
You have to crack open a crawfish?
It's all part of it. You hang out all day. You drink. You got a table out. You pour them on the table. It's a community.
I have the same issue with...
Your hands smell like shit.
That's true.
I have the same issue with oysters. Why people love oysters. I don't get it.
I love oysters.
What the fuck? That's the same thing.
No.
First off, you don't get anything from it, and it just tastes like salt water.
Are you nuts?
It just tastes like salt water.
Oh, they're so good.
First of all,
everybody goes, oh, you put the sauce on it. Then you like the sauce. You don't like the oyster.
It's just meat. It's a big, nice, meaty patty.
It's like boogers, like you just said.
That's more like a booger.
I'm going to say something. I'm going to say something to you, and you're a foodie, so I can say this to you. And this might help you.
He's
not
a
foodie. He's fat.
I just eat food.
Yeah.
I lost weight, so let's not go crazy.
You do look great.
Thank you so much.
I was going to say.
Still look older than Bobby.
Okay, listen. I didn't like him either. You know who got me into oysters? Patrice's mom.
Really?
I hated fucking oysters. I would never touch an oyster. And then Patrice's mom and the guy from... Bizarre Food. No, Bizarre Food.
Oh, yeah.
He said something that made sense to me. He goes, it tastes like the ocean.
That's exactly what I just said.
And I was like, but if you think of it like that, it's not a bad... I was like, oh, my God. So when I did that and I tasted it the next time with a little vinegar on it, not the sauce, I tasted it. I was like, oh, my God, it does. It tastes like the ocean. The meat is sweet if you get the right oyster.
Okay.
Well,
I went to a fancy place in Miami. We went for the South Beach Comedy Festival one time. I think it was booked like a fancy place in Miami. And they were like, they came out on the ice and like all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I'll give you this much. I think it's more the social aspect of why like oysters than the actual. I think we're on your list of favorite things. Oysters wouldn't be your top 10.
It is now.
Really?
I will fucking hunt down an oyster bar. I love oysters.
Really?
Oh, my God, dude.
Maybe I'll try it again.
But you got to get gas for the sweet ones. You might like the sweet ones.
I'll give that a shot.
Dude, if they have a seafood tower, I'm in.
Oh, God. That's
I'm in.
My whole life is a seafood tower.
Yeah.
that was the gayest thing I've ever done. My whole life is a seafood tower. But yeah, I'm with you on the seafood tower.
Seafood tower is amazing. But New Orleans, buddy, what do you got? A po' boy?
Po' boy.
Yeah, what do you think? You know who has a better po' boy than down there?
Had
him down there? Yeah, Popeyes.
Oh, you're crazy.
I'm not.
You're crazy.
I'm not.
Oh, this is insanity. This is like when some open mic guy tells you how to do comedy. You don't know.
Mark doesn't get offended at anything. I've never seen him get
this
offended.
This is poppycock. This is silly.
Mark, listen to me. I've been to New Orleans.
This is mumbo gumbo.
I've been to your place numerous amount of times, and I've given it a bunch of chances, and I've fucking been thoroughly disappointed.
I feel like you would fit in down there with a seersucker suit. You're sweating. You're like, ooh, the vapors. All that shit. That seems right up your alley.
So I have a handkerchief.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, Mr. Police Officer, I saw the young man running down the street with Amos Schumer and they went into the bar.
I do declare
the young man was finger fucking a woman on the go.
You're like Foghorn Leghorn over here.
Buddy, I'm telling you, all the main fucking, listen.
Crawfish etouffee, shrimp creole.
Boo.
Creole.
Fuck off. And that's like Maryland with their stupid crabs. They can go fuck themselves too. Go to a crab. You know what you do when you go to one of these famous crab restaurants?
What?
You get a bib because it's disgusting. You get a hammer and a bunch of napkins. And you sit there and you do some menial work that someone should be doing in the kitchen to get the crab meat. So you're smashing open this fucking crab. There's shit everywhere. And you're getting little tiny pieces of meat.
That's the thing. You're not even getting that much out of what you're eating.
That's true. I never thought about the big.
And then your hands look like you just did. You literally performed an abortion in the woods.
Also, all these things are from the floor of the ocean. Would you eat anything off the floor?
Shrimp
on land?
Shrimp? You don't like shrimp?
Shrimp. No, I'm not a big shrimp guy.
What?
I don't care.
I like shrimp it with the sauce, but yeah. That's the cocktail sauce.
Oh, I don't care. Listen, that bottom feeder shit, I get the
you
angle
ever see
on that.
When they have those things online where they go into the deep, deep ocean and yeah. they get those things?
Yeah, Russia.
Those are like related to...
Have you seen the ones from Russia?
They're terrifying.
The ones from Russia. Pull that up. It's Russia, because they don't give a fuck. They don't have a bunch of, you know, social justice warriors and fucking, you know, chicks with unconditioned
It'll
hair on a boat.
Whatever.
You know, don't go to the bottom of the ocean. There's only seven of them left. Right. They just fucking...
Get it.
Oh, they'll just pull up, like there's one of those fish. They'll just pull it up and frame it and have it talk.
Those fish are the ones that did the hacks. They're the ones who did.
Wait till you see the fish that these Russian deep sea divers pulled up. It's
terrifying.
From another planet.
Really? Yeah.
They look like aliens.
Never heard of this. This is all new to me.
Oh, you never seen this?
No.
This is from like where there's no more light in the ocean.
Oh.
There are all these these monsters.
Oh.
Look, that's one of them, and that's not even the most terrifying one. There's other ones. Look at that.
Oh. That's an alien.
That's an alien. Look at that. Look at the eyes. It looks like an alien.
Oh my lord.
Look at this. Keep going.
Keep that one.
That looks like the fish from The Simpsons with a third eye.
It does.
Yeah.
Watch this one. This is the one down right there.
What is that? That's an alien.
Looks like the thing that like, pops out of the guy's chest in Aliens.
It does.
These are literally all aliens. There's other ones that have these giant teeth that are fucking terrifying. That's nice. That's
got
like
a star in the middle.
Scroll down.
Go keep going. Right. Look at that.
Whoa.
That's like a star. That's like a stingray.
Kind of
look.
Mark banged that.
That turned me on. Yeah, that was kind of hot.
Look at that.
It's quite an opening.
One more. Look at that.
Oh my God.
That's like from Princess Bride when the things attack the ship.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Oh my God.
Look at that. That's Godfrey's cock.
Jesus, it's very white.
I actually have those on my balls.
Look at that. That's like just a spider. And then look at that one. That's a dinosaur. That is literally a dinosaur.
It's crazy. Oh, it's crazy. But they say that the oceans, we know more about space than we do the oceans.
Really?
Yeah. We know more about deep space than we do the oceans on our own planet because we can't get down there.
You can't get down there.
You just can't see it.
You can't survive down there.
There's not a telescope you can see into deep space and see all the stuff.
How far do you think we can go down into the ocean?
We can go all the way down.
No, you can't go all the way down.
The pressure. I saw the abyss.
Yeah. All right, remember that thing with the... It's like just like the gel thing.
Yeah. Great. Underrated movie.
Yeah.
James Cameron.
Yeah. Was that his first?
No, it was like... Not his first, I don't think. I think he just... Maybe it was.
Good movie.
Well, the sea is just nuts, man.
Yeah.
It's out of control. Did I ever tell you one time?
It's not out of control. I mean, it's very calm down there. It's like this fucking New Orleans pot is. Come on down.
Hey, come down.
Where the gumbo was invented down here right now.
Woo, I'm getting the vapors.
One time I was in California.
I'm not done trashing your shit city,
hey,
by the way.
Bring it on, fatty. I'm telling you, it's good. You can run out of city block and have a parade. $200.
Yeah, and then have cops with horses trample you.
Isn't that true? There's like a funeral and they have one of those guys?
You do the second line.
Yeah. Which is the longest, most fucking annoying funeral. You're trying to have a lunch outside of the cafe, and this shit, some guy's shuffle dancing. You can hear him 9 blocks away. It takes fucking an hour and a half for them to go by.
Even the guys who did The Wire couldn't make your town interesting.
That's true.
I've actually never been there.
Well, yeah, listen, man.
You wouldn't like it. You don't have a big palate.
I don't have a big palate. You're right.
I have a huge palate. I love food, and I've never had a good meal down there.
Come on. I can give you a list of restaurants.
Name one.
To be completely fair, you're the first person I've heard say
that. Thank you.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm the first person to honestly say it.
Mm.
And I'm the first. How many people have you said this? And I've said it on the show before, Chicago deep dish pizza, you can stick it in your ass.
I've heard that.
I'm with you on that.
I've heard that before.
Emerald, all these guys, Wolfgang Puck and John Besh, they all go down there
Anthony
to start
Bourdain.
Restaurants.
Who?
Bourdain?
Who? Yeah, I know. They go down there to start a restaurant because it's trendy, because it's New Orleans. Come down here under debt and all the decay, and we had the hurricane, but we came back. And Brad Pitt and Jennifer Lee are hoping this apple.
You could be a small town sheriff down there with that.
fuck? Just dabbing your forehead with a fuck.
Ill-fitting uniform.
We got Tulane University.
Yeah, I think there's a moita.
I believe there's a moita.
I guarantee. Laissez les bon temps rouler.
You ever need that gumbo letting that money behind now?
Did you grow up with French or did you?
Dad's parents don't even speak English.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So they speak Creole? Just Creole?
Creole French.
Can you speak French?
Je parle un peu, mais c'est très mauvais. That means I speak a little, but it's not great.
The fact you must be, you're doing well now, but you must have been a big disappointment for a long time.
Huge, huge. Right? I mean,
I'm saying that, and I'm not saying that to smash you either.
No, huge.
I'm saying because now, of course, you're doing great, and, you know, things are going good, as a coattail jumper. I mean, take it from the best.
Yeah.
You're doing good.
Oh, you're Dane.
I was Dane.
Yeah.
I've been...
It's hard to hold on to those tight jeans. But yeah, I know what you mean. I'm opening for Louis this weekend, so...
Are you on that show?
Yeah, being Liz.
Joe must be happy about that. Look over to your fucking schmoozing face.
It's either me or Mike Lawrence, so... Jesus. But yeah.
That's great, man.
Yeah, it should be fun. Yeah, he saw me here and it went well.
That's great. Now, let me ask you a question. But your father must have been, here you are, French.
Intellectual
family,
parent, both lawyers.
Yeah, you're down there. And yeah. If you're intellectual down there, you're intellectual.
Yes.
I mean, I'm actually intellectual down there, for God's sakes.
Right.
You just fucking know how to put a sentence together.
But they go to the opera, the symphony, they're all into that shit.
So they're high class.
Oh, yeah, high society.
High society. They go to those little southern parties.
Totally. I got photos of
some. Your parents, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, they know all the newscasters and all the writers. Yeah. They know all the
And here
singers.
You are. You come to When do you come to New York?
2007.
To do what?
Stand-up comedy.
So you did comedy down there?
A little bit.
Now, did you have to play a bugle or trumpet before you go?
No, but I did have to hammer bottle caps at the bottom of my shoes for a jig. No.
It's also not a great comedy
easy with
town,
the word
right?
Jig.
There's not much stand-up down there.
No, stand-up. That's what I was going to tell you. The crowds there are not great with comedy.
Because they don't know it.
Well, they don't know it. They love jazz. They love just sitting. Now, I'll tell you that. The one thing I did enjoy when I was down there, I went to a lot of jazz. Little tiny shitholes hanging out and just watching a three-piece fucking kick ass.
Right.
But I just, the food. And that street is so overrated.
Oh, well, yeah, that's crazy. It's like 6th Street in Austin. No one really goes there. It's like Bourbon. I mean, it's like Times Square.
It's just so fucking annoying.
Yeah.
And people are so drunk, so annoying. It's like, fuck.
Yeah. I thought Bourbon Street was, people actually go there.
They do. I mean, the whole country was there this weekend. It was crazy.
Oh, it gets crazy, dude. It gets nuts.
But I can give you all these cool spots, like the Village of New Orleans and like the East Village of New Orleans. There's all these spots like New York. Like, no one actually goes to the French Quarter,
Nobody does.
Not really.
So I went to the wrong places.
Yeah, you go there to eat maybe and during the day, but you get the fuck out.
No food. I went up and down there. The food was awful.
Whoa.
What restaurant on that street is good?
Oh, my God. Well, there's Muriel's. There's Commander's Palace. There's... Nola is great. Eddie, all the Brennan's places are there. The Brennan's are like the big restaurant
tour. Kevin
Brennan?
Well, no. Come on in.
You get kicked out immediately.
I don't like your face, just leave.
If you go to my brother's restaurant, I'll kill you. But
fucking Rye Cast, they're the worst.
And he asked me about stand-up New York the other day.
What's that?
He's trying to get in the labs.
Good, get the fuck out of here. Go. Yeah.
But...
I'm going to kick him out today.
Kick him out! He has to have a fight happen on his show to have it be worthwhile to listen.
I like that.
Hey, have me on, Kevin. We'll duke it out.
He won't have you on.
He denies it 800 times. I've asked.
Yeah, he won't have you on.
But he'll shit on me on the show, so all press.
I thought I saw him tweet recently, like, hey, Mark, can you do the show last minute?
Yeah, he's like, can you do the show in 10 minutes? I'm like, I'm in Kentucky. He's like, fuck you, blow me. I was like, all right, geez. Uh-huh. But you bring up being a piece of shit, disappointment. In and out of juvenile, my brother's like the best son ever. Listen to this rap sheet my brother has.
Rap sheet.
Certified genius.
Like Mensa?
Yeah, went to the best high school in New Orleans, skipped his senior year to go straight to Berkeley, full scholarship, became a championship fencer.
Whoa.
Then he joined the Peace Corps when he graduated in Africa, went to go visit him. And he did it for 2 years. I was there a week. I wanted to kill myself.
He sounds like a boring guy.
He's kind of a boring guy.
They want to play chess? No.
How are you a boring guy when you have all that going on? You can't be a boring guy.
He's kind of low key. He's
how many
like,
experiences
hey, what's
that? How much, like, you know?
It's like Oliver Stone's life.
He's not a social butterfly. He's got nothing to say. He just does shit and leaves. He's
you
got
guys,
a hot wife from South America.
You guys kind of get along, right?
Yeah, we're like coworkers. We're so different that it's like, hey, what's up? You see Star Wars? Yeah. Hot out.
How old
is
like acquaintances.
How old is he?
He's 35.
So he's a little older than you.
Yeah, I'm 33.
Does he have kids?
Yeah, one daughter.
Okay, cool. And you're young. How old are you?
33.
You're 33. So you're. I mean, look, you went the other way.
Yeah.
And you were a fucking, you went to juvenile hall. What'd you go for?
Twice for peeing in public, once for truancy.
Oh,
is that it?
Christ.
And once for breaking car mirrors off car doors.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, that was
I was going to say, 60. Peeing in public, go to juvie hall?
Yeah, they throw you in there.
I went to jail for drinking on the beach in Maryland.
What?
Wait a minute, what's juvie hall? How long were you in for?
I was just in for the night, you know.
Oh, fuck off.
I didn't go the whole gang rape thing.
I didn't have, first of all, I didn't get that. That's just out of control,
he
right?
He was in movie Sleepers.
Listen, I was
which
not
is bullshit,
sleeping.
Oh, is it?
The guy, found out the guy was lying.
Anyways, yeah, that's just jail. That's not juvie. That's just you were in for a night. You made it sound like you're
no, I'm just in and out. And my parents had to come pick you up. I went to Drunk Tank a lot more.
You're not
drunk
Sean
tank.
Penn and Bad Boys.
No,
you're relying
on
a Jewish kid to make a radio bomb or whatever the fuck.
No, none of that shit.
You're making a lot of Bad Boys references.
Yeah, that's
two different Bad Boys.
The white and the black one.
So you're a punk, and then. Where do you go to? When do you decide I'm moving to New York to do stand up?
I had nothing going on. I lived in Baton Rouge and I was going to college, lived in a house with five guys.
Now, why can't we say Baton Rouge? Why do we have to go Baton Rouge?
I thought we were doing the whole silly voice thing. Remember?
Okay.
Seersucker suit, the dabbing.
All right,
but yeah, so I live in a house with five guys. We're all just pieces of shit. This is our big thing. We would steal kegs from other people's backyards and just take them home. Like we'd have a truck. Then we found a corner store that would give you a full keg if you gave them three keg shells. So we were just stealing keg shells from all over Baton Rouge. And we got beat up a few times. We got chased. It was crazy. And that was our whole life. We fucked class. We had beer pong. We had parties all the time. We built a bar in our house. We had a hot tub. I mean, it was bananas. So I had nothing going on. I was rudderless. And my friend at work said, you should try stand-up comedy. I said, who am I? And he said, try it. And
what was the work?
I was a waiter.
Okay.
And I got shit-faced and I wrote a whole thing about Family Feud, and I went on the open mic and tried it out, and it did okay, but I was hooked. I ran the light by like 6 minutes. The guy was waving me. They cut the mic on me. They turned the music on. Like, I didn't know what the light was, but I was hooked, and I was like, I'm going to New York to do comedy, and that was it.
Really?
Wow. Were you a fan of stand-up? Or
I was a huge fan, but yeah. I just thought I had no self-esteem. I was like, that's Cosby. That's Carlin. Who am I, you know?
Right. Yeah.
But I had Chris Rock's album memorized.
When you told your mom and dad you were going to move to New York to be a stand-up, what did they say?
They were like, anything, just do something.
Really?
Well, they were kind of, I don't want to say neglectful, but they were just like, get out of the house, get out of here.
Okay, now all this time goes by. This last weekend you go and you open for Amy at a big theater.
Yeah.
Did they come?
They came, but it was in New Orleans.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
they'll go down the street.
But they come down to this big theater and see you perform, and you killed it.
Yeah.
I would imagine, because you're pretty consistent, right?
Well, they went well. Thank you.
And then what do they say after that? Are they flipping out, or is that the first time they saw you at a theater like that?
Yeah, first time. But they gave me a text that, good job, we'll see you tomorrow.
That's it.
That's it. I mean, that's just how they are. They're just not huggy people.
They're not emotional.
You see me. I can barely touch another human.
Why is that? You really do have that rep. You have a rep, dude. Look, people love you. You're hilarious. But you have that rep of just being fucking robotic and
sure, that's where I get it.
Why?
There's no hugging. They're both, I think my dad's got a crazy childhood. And my mom's just like a workaholic and...
Why can't you hug now, though?
I'm working on it.
No, he's got... I think once you get to know Mark, it comes out more.
But if...
And there's a lot of people like that.
Can I talk
right,
to Mark?
On.
What are you, his fucking rep?
I'm trying to help him out.
I appreciate it.
You don't have to help him out. He's here.
I'm tapping his knee. He's saying thanks.
Why can't you just give, like... Why can't you give Sean a hug right now?
I give a hug. I don't care about
hugging. Give him a hug, though. But don't pat. Hold. Get in there. Shawnee, get in there.
Yeah.
Put your face in his neck.
That's better.
Just...
We're banging headbones here. It's weird.
Now, does that bother you?
No, it's a little awkward, but... what is this, Alan Lefkowitz's office?
I want you to start hugging comics. That's my assignment, homework for you.
I
want you to look people in the eye when you talk to them.
That's a whole other level.
Why is that? You can't look people
in the eye. It's too intense. I feel it.
Why?
That's too weird.
That, but but that's Spectrum shit. You know that,
yeah,
right?
I know. I think I'm on there somewhere.
That's like, yeah, that's like, which isn't a bad thing.
It's good for comedy. My whole act is just like, how can we do this, but not this? How can we do that, then that? You know? It's all Spectrum shit.
Right.
I don't see color. Well, I'm black. No, you're not. That's my whole act. You know?
Well, that's great. I mean, that must be great, though, that you get to come back and you succeed.
Totally.
From being this piece of shit, especially when there's so... I mean, look, the standard must have been high for them.
Yeah.
I mean, as a father now, I look at my kid and I'm like, you know, please be something that you're happy with, number one, but also that I don't have to worry about you, you know? And there's probably a point where your parents are like, fuck.
Yeah.
Did they give you money?
I couldn't ask.
But would they have? Do they have? They must have money.
Yeah, I think they would have. But it would have been a whole thing. It was a guilt trip. Oh, you really need money? Come on. By the time I was your age, I had three kids and blah blah. You know all that shit.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to. I'd rather just.
You have a sister?
I just made up three.
Oh,
I don't know
sorry.
Where I got that. But yeah, sounded
Sean,
too.
What about you? Are your parents rich?
Let's go over to
no,
Sean.
No, not you. Look how relaxed he got.
That was a load off.
not rich, not even close.
Well, I say something. You're so not interesting.
Wait, how is that interesting?
That's just my story, your story, Sanchez. This guy comes from a rich fucking aristocrats down south.
You want to hear this upbringing? This is the craziest upbringing. So we lived in the ghetto of New Orleans, and my dad got a wild hair up his ass and bought a mansion in an all-black neighborhood. Fixer-upper, barely had, you know, running water, the whole thing, and we got robbed, like, once every month because people just, oh, this white family moved to this mansion. They must be loaded. So people would rob our house and just come in and, like, just ransack it.
What would they
it.
Take, like, Triscuits?
They would take nothing because there was nothing there. Maybe we had, like, a black and white Zenith, and they might take that.
Just wake up in the middle of the night, like, yo, where's the silverware?
Yeah, exactly. But our alarm would go off. I was a fucking scared kid, always scared. Just woo, woo, woo. You'd hear that all the time at night. Just like, oh, shit, I hope we don't get raped, you know? But so my dad was trying to fix up the house.
No wonder like, hugging.
Pigeons flying around. The whole thing was brutal. I used to skateboard.
Is your dad Tom Hanks?
I wish. He was nice.
Money pit reference?
I got it. So,
was it like the house in Jumanji?
Bigger.
Okay.
Bigger, but like that.
Okay.
So then my dad ran out of money fixing up the house, so we only had to fix up the back half and made it a bed and breakfast. So now we got squalor in the front of the house where we lived. I'm talking electrical cables. You know those mechanics lights that hang? That was like my light in my room. And then the back of the house is immaculate with carpet.
That's
and
actually cool now in the East Village.
I know, right? It's
you can buy those for $180.
Yeah, it's industrial. But yeah, so then like on the weekend, my friends would come over and I'd be like, can we take unit 5, mom? She was like, all right. No one's rented that out. But I'd have breakfast with like Chinese businessmen and traveling musicians. And then we get robbed all the time. So it's like a horrible, weird childhood.
And that's gone now?
Yeah, we had to sell it. My parents, two guys broke in, tied my parents up at gunpoint. I was at a Mardi Gras parade.
Get out of here.
Yeah, so eventually they were like, we got
to
go.
Now, do you see why I fucking bailed on your childhood and went back to him?
My car got stolen once and used in a robbery around the corner from my house.
Hey.
Haboo.
Something.
His parents were fucking held a gun tied point. Up. Who ties people up anymore?
They were the most liberal people, too. Like, my bike got stolen all the time, and it was like, they need it. They need it.
Who's they? What do you mean they?
You know, the neighborhood hooligans need it. And I'm like, I got a bloody nose here. Ah, they need the bike. They have less than us, you know.
Yeah. If I had a father, I would expect him to go and fucking grab it.
Well, that's the other thing. We had a transgendered nanny named Enos.
Get out of here. I didn't know that.
Yeah, just a big black chick. Wow. Or dude, I guess. But he had a wig on and high heels, and he would sweep up and be like, woo-hoo, baby.
It's like Birdcage.
Yes, it was like Birdcage. Big-ass black
it's
dude.
Hank
like,
black Hank Azaria.
Like a Ving Rhames type, but with a wig.
I love how he got Enos.
Enos.
He took Eric and Penis and put it together. What's going to be your trans name? Enos.
I cut the P off, baby.
I'm trying to make the money for the operation. Get my jambalaya cut off. my enfant touffe, whatever the fuck
that's
they
a
call.
Jumbo shrimp. So one time I was riding home on my bike from summer camp. I was probably like 12, and these black kids start following me. I'm like, I'm like, fuck. And they start doing the thing where they rub their back tire on my, or their front tire on my back tire. Like, where you going, player? Where you going? I was like, you know, just trying to get home. And they go, let me try out your bike. I'm like, nah, I'm good. Come on, let me try it out. I'm good. I'm like two blocks away. Like, let me just get fucking home.
Hold on, do you guys picture Mark just talking like this as a 12-year-old?
Yeah.
Hey, math class, huh?
So eventually one of them gets in front of me. Now there's one behind me, one in front of me, one on the side of me. So I was like, all right,
this is like
all
a fucking, this is like a Deadpool movie.
Yeah, with that, I got no power.
So you got cornered.
So I got cornered, so I go, all
on
right.
On a bike?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, they surrounded me, so I got out, and I go, all right, here you go. And one of them gets on the bike. He jumps off some handlebar, gets on the bike, and he goes, check ya. I remember it perfectly. Check and he just rode off, and I go, motherfucker. And I ran home. I'm kind of teary-eyed. I'm all pissed off. And I get home, and I look in the mirror, and I had face paint on. I had a rainbow here and, like, a unicorn here because I was at summer camp. It was even worse. Yeah, so
sad,
I told Enos, and he goes, fuck that. And he's like, get in the van. We had
took
a van.
Took the leg off.
Enos had a van?
Yeah. He had a big, wow, big gray van. Yeah,
of course he did.
He had a change.
Yeah. So, he probably had kids in it.
So we get in the van.
Any of these kids, the kids that took your bike?
So we get in the van. We start circling the neighborhood. I'm like, I'm fucking, you know, hunching down below the window. Something?
Did you wipe the unicorn and the rainbow off?
I got that off. I got that off. Yes, thank God. I got that off. We're circling the neighborhood.
Your war paint?
Yeah. And he goes, is that your bike? And these kids were sitting on a stoop, like, taking the shit off the bike so it didn't look like mine. You know, I had, like, some fins on there and shit. And he was taking it off. He goes, I was like, that's my bike. And he goes, all right. Slams the door. And he goes, that ain't your bike. And they start going, look at this fag. Oh, the whole place is going nuts. Look at this fag. And, oh, my God. And he just grabs the bike, opens the back door, and throws it in. He's like, fuck you. You should be ashamed of yourself. And we drove off. And I was like, oh, my God.
That's the best thing ever.
Yeah, it was my hero.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, my dad's at home, you know, just drinking his ass off.
The end of the story, when you blew him in the basement.
You had to pay him back.
All right, now, nothing comes for free in life, baby. Sugar pie, I'm going to teach you another valuable lesson
in
life.
These prison rules.
Yeah. Now, listen now. Somebody does something for you, you got to do something nice back. I want you to put one nut in your mouth.
He just reclined in the van with the wig askew. But yeah, he got the bike back.
How does Enos not get beat up in this situation? Because, like, this poor dude.
He was an adult.
Big dude.
He was in a big adult, and we were kids.
Yeah, it was a guy in a dress. Who wants to fight that?
Yeah, it was a little jarring. I mean, if he's got the balls to wear that.
Talk about self-confidence. Jesus Christ.
Man, he was a burlesque guy.
Just walk out, you get made fun of by teenagers are the most evil people in the world.
Oh, they went off on him, too. Look at this fag in the heels, bitch. You know, all that shit.
Just barreling through it, grabbing the bike, and going back.
Yeah, yeah. And I was too scared to ride it around, because if they caught me now, it'd be an ass-whooping, for sure.
Yeah, so now, I mean, now you brother never stuck up for you, and you guys never you not close back then?
We were close, but the neighborhood was so dicey that he stayed in a lot, and he had a laptop. He had, like, an old school laptop, and now he works for Google.
Oh, wow.
So he just learned computer programming, had a book open. He was doing DOS back in the day.
So instead of getting beat up and having his bike stolen, he just learned shit.
Yeah.
It became a success.
Like,
isn't
that
weird? Yeah, I went out. Fucking weird that something like living in a shitty neighborhood and fearing for your life.
That's like Martin Scorsese. He was like a sickly kid when he was growing
up. That's right, he had asthma.
So he stayed in all the time, just watched, he would like read about movies and went to movies and just wouldn't hang out with anybody.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty wild.
So now your brother works for Google, and he's got a lot of money. A
lot of money. Just bought a house in New Orleans, you know.
So he works for Google in New Orleans?
Yeah, from home. He's got it made.
Wow, what a sweet deal.
He's one of the only guys who knows how to do coding.
Do you think your parents like him more?
Well, they obviously hang out with him more because he lives there, but I think they get him more than they get me.
Because he has a traditional path.
Mm. Yeah, and he's a smart person. They're really smart. They hang out a lot.
But you're smart, too. You're very... Because you look at... You waste your talent on pussy and good times.
Sure.
I mean, absolutely.
Well, I feel like we're all going to die one day. What's the Shakespeare sonnet going to get you?
Well, no, I mean, you could tell that Mark is a smart guy.
Absolutely. I think he's a smart guy.
I mean, yeah, of course. You have to be smart to be able to be funny.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And well, not, but you're not funny like regular, like as a human.
Right,
but you learned how to do it as a robot. Like,
yes.
You learned how to DOS.
My brother programmed me. Beep, beep, beep. He's got my back open with a screwdriver.
You're like Small Wonder.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny that you do have these I've always liked you.
Oh, thanks.
But you're definitely one of those guys that, you know, has said, and you say weird shit, and, you know, you're not as comfortable, but a lot of guys aren't. Look, I have my own thing too. Look, I fucking snap. I'm bipolar, for Christ's sakes. I fucking
really
lose.
I didn't know that.
I'm not diagnosed, but I refuse to go on medication for anxiety.
Me too.
I don't want to. I want to deal with it, but I've been dealing with it for a long time, and it's hard to, you know, I know people that are on medication that take these pills and their mouths are always dry and their hands are shaking and, you know, I guess that they're calmer or they don't snap as much, but...
They're more zombie, if you ask me.
I am. Like, I
used to take medicine as a kid for ADD.
What'd you take?
For ADD. I took Ritalin at first and then Dexedrine.
Sorry for the sniffing, by the way. My fucking sinuses are terrible.
So are mine. I took Ritalin and then Dexedrine, which is like just time-release Ritalin. And it does that. It makes you a zombie. That's what it is. And I have one now that I got recently that I can't take because it fucks me up.
I mean, even like coming here... Driving is such a fucking, you know, because people are so inconsiderate. People do things on the road that if for you to do it, it just shows what a shit human being you are.
Yeah.
If I have my blinker on to get to the left lane because I have to get in that lane to take whatever, take a left or the right lane, and you see that and you speed up.
You're a dick.
To prevent me from doing that. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is.
You're a bad person.
I know, but how the fuck did that happen? Who taught you that? Or is that inside you that you would do that to prevent? Because I'll try to always let somebody in. If I see your blinker on, I will fucking let you in. You know?
I think that's a good way to judge how a person is. That and how they treat waitstaff at restaurants.
Oh, yes.
You ever meet somebody who's shitty to waitstaff at restaurants? Yes. That I'm like, oh, you're a complete asshole.
We all know that.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, a lot of famous people do.
Yeah, but you got
a sense of control. It's a sense of control.
It's the most littlest amount of power you can have.
Well, people who treat limo guys shitty.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a sense, it's controlling everything. Is what it is.
Absolutely.
Can you please change the, can you turn it up a little bit down? You know what? Put it back to the other station.
What?
Is the AC on? Can you put it up a little bit?
Can we change tables?
Yeah, it's...
Me and Depo just looked around.
I thought, that was great. Yeah. That was seamless. I thought you were asking me to do something. Very good actor.
Unbelievable actor.
You are a really good actor. You are a good actor.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not just trying to... I'm not kissing your ass. You are a good actor.
I just think that it's so... But in me, I'm like, well, maybe they're just so... into pleasing themselves and they're, you know, like I'm such a people pleaser that I allow waiters or situations or other people to, I know Depot's shaking his head because
it always blows my mind when I see people being so like self-centered. I'm like, how do you not consider other people's feelings at all?
I know.
You know?
Crazy.
It's weird.
I think there's people that it's because they have the littlest amount of power and they're trying to control everything like you said. I think there's some people that are so aloof and they don't give a shit about anything else, and they're just walking through life like, oh, it's everything revolves around me, and then they might be rude and not realize it. They might be rude, and then they're like, oh, and then if it's brought to their attention, some of those people sometimes correct it and go, oh, I'm sorry, I just didn't realize. But you should still, you're in a society, you should realize.
If you're too nice, though, I mean, look, I remember last week or whatever, 2 weeks ago, I was downstairs, and the chicken, the salad wasn't good, and there's something else that wasn't good, and I was complaining, and someone was like, Jesus. Mm. Oh my God! Sir, it's like, listen. There's a difference between I would like if I order this salad with chicken, I would like chicken to be on it,
sure,
not chicken shavings. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Right,
so,
right.
You know, some people are like, no, it's fine. Like it's fine. It's like, fuck, no, I would just like the chicken. And there's a fine line between, you know, being treated like shit or, you know, accepting unacceptable things. But I'm talking about, you know.
It's also a pattern.
Waiter comes over and it's like, yeah, we're talking. Thank you.
Ooh.
It's like, are you fucking nuts?
No, that's insane.
It's a human being.
But yeah, exactly.
I got the guy at the gym who brings like a boombox and just plays music, and I'm like, what are you insane?
Yeah,
fucking headphone.
Yeah.
But do you say something?
No, I work out and I get the hell out of there.
Well, you know
that's
why?
That's the problem. Why can't you say something?
Because you might get stabbed. That's another reason.
How do you do it?
You might get stabbed.
Now we're gonna. Is it from the 40s?
I
get stabbed, kid. You don't want to walk up to a black eye.
I want to see the missus again. Watch out for those porties.
Why are you gonna? Who's gonna stab you at the gym? What does he have, a knife
and
a fanny
know,
pack?
You don't know who's crazy and who's not crazy.
Well, if he's got the balls to play his boomba, you never know.
You never know.
Yeah,
that's why
especially in New York. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
That's why I wouldn't like expect my dad to go find the bike if someone took my bike. I don't want to start a war with the neighbors because there's more of them. There's only one of us.
Yeah, but that's in the suburb. That's different. It's like, and then you're an adult dealing with a bunch of kids, and then you can work it out that way.
But
if you're two adults in a public place, and the guy's asshole enough to do that, then it's like he might punch you in the. Who knows what'll happen?
I got into a fist fight in grammar school with this kid, Kwame, and we got into a crazy fist
fight.
White kid? Yeah, like he was like a militant black kid, and we got into a fight, and like the parents had to come, and my dad was like, you know, he's a lawyer. He's like, I gotta get back to work, give him a detention, let me go. And the dad's like, the other dad goes, no, they should have it out. How are we gonna handle this? They gotta have it out, like they gotta get a boxing ring and all. And he's like, what are you, crazy? And so my dad was like, no, give them a detention, they're kids, let's go.
Yeah,
but the dad was like, no, they gotta fight.
It's crazy.
And you're like, oh, that's why the kid's so angry.
That's why I love the Alamo Draft House. It's the greatest theater ever.
That place
we can
is
get
great.
The food
no,
and stuff.
Any Alamo Draft House. Any Alamo. If you have a chance to go to an Alamo, not the one, not the
is
comedy.
This a plug?
No, it's not. Alamo. Alamo Draft House Theaters. It's not the one in D.C. is a club.
Yeah, but this one in San Antonio.
But most of them are theaters.
Yeah.
There's a new one in Brooklyn.
Yeah, they're theaters. Oh, yeah? It's not a comedy club. Most of them you can go see movies at.
Yeah.
But the chairs are comfortable.
Yeah.
But you can order food. But you can also, it says right at the beginning, if you talk or use your phone, you get kicked the fuck out.
Yeah.
You get one warning, you get kicked out. If anybody's bothering you, please just write on the, you have pieces of paper and pens, write a piece of paper and let your server know. Just put it on a piece of paper and they'll grab it and they'll kick them out. You get fucking booted.
Good.
It's great.
They should handle all the comedy clubs.
Comedy should be like that, yeah.
Well, I don't get that either.
When it's not policed
in these rooms?
Or how about the check spot? Cellar, no check spot. All the other clubs have one.
Yeah,
why can we do it, not them?
Yeah. You know why? Because the waitresses.
Mm-hmm.
The waitresses.
I think it's the bouncer.
No, it's the waitresses don't want to fucking deal with people running out on the check.
Is that? That's but then it. If you get a bouncer, you won't run out.
Well, first of all, the club would have to hire a bouncer, a legitimate bouncer. Usually it's the sound guy.
Right.
They usually mix that job. They'd have to actually hire somebody who knows what they're doing.
But the more you tighten that up, the more audience you're going to get. The more that improves the quality of your club, and then the more audience you're going to get, so you can pay for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but they don't look at that. They don't see that at all. They don't see the long run. That's like a manager believing in your career. You know what I mean? Or, I mean, that doesn't, you know what I mean? I mean, there's like, you know, two managers that give a shit right now.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean?
Dave Becky.
And mine. And you know what I mean? But it's, you know, it's like back in the day, agents had plans for your career. Like, we're going to build you here. I'm going to put you here. And now they're just fielding fucking phone calls.
Right.
Literally just going, 5,000?
Right.
Because they don't know.
They have no fucking idea.
Yeah.
No, they're going, you know. So, yeah, the check spot is ridiculous.
It's the worst.
It's the worst thing ever.
I mean, but besides like giving an opportunity to newer guys. I mean,
yeah, but that's
that
like.
But is it helping?
What does that mean?
Because the young guy gets the check spot.
The young guy does?
The new guy, yeah.
When? Guys got it. Now
Stand Up New York and Showcase.
No. Talking about on the road.
Oh, no.
Fuck your shitty New York.
Oh, that's the worst. Right.
Fuck you, dude. I don't care about this shit New York one.
That's true.
I'm talking about being on the road. Here's the deal. You got a host going up at the front. Then you got a guy.
A feature
going up in the juiciest spot ever.
Right.
Literally after somebody who's not as good as him.
Doing his best 20 minutes.
And then your feature's going up and doing 20 minutes of just shit. You know, what he's done all the time. Hello, get off your phone.
Sorry, I'm putting up my phone.
Don't do phones. Put it away.
All right.
I hate that. I'm starting to make an announcement. I'm starting to make announcements at the front of the show.
Yeah.
Because we were literally I looked over at one point and everybody was on their phone.
Wow.
It's terrible. You never look at your phone.
I try not to.
You're one of those guys. There's certain guys that come on. It's like, dude.
No, he's afraid to touch it because of his dad or something.
Oh.
Hang on one second.
Thank God.
That's the first one. Yeah, exactly.
I didn't get it.
But you're not allowed to look at my phone out of your phone at my house. My parents are.
You shouldn't.
Yeah.
And you know what? I was talking to. I actually try to put my phone down when I walk in my house now.
Yeah.
As soon as I walk in, I put my phone down because I'll sit there and look at it.
Oh yeah.
I'll look at dumb shit, and my kid is going, "Dad."
The dresser's on me. That was reference to the pre-show. Sorry.
Yeah. Did you see that?
No.
play it again.
Appreciate it.
I actually do want to show you this real quick. I was just about to go on some tangent that would have went nowhere. But my fucking kid. But you're right. Phones are fucking ridiculous.
They're crazy.
We're addicted to it. It's such an addictive thing, looking at your Facebook feed, or Twitter feed, your email, or whatever fucking other app you have, just to see what other people are doing. And then you see these other people doing shit, like, how come I didn't get that?
Right,
where is that?
Right.
What's that? Who's?
I'll get rid of the fucking Facebook app on my phone. I'll delete that for like as long as I can do it.
Really?
I tell you this. I like Facebook out of all of them. I'm a big fan of Facebook because you can actually get fans to go to your show with Facebook. Twitter, nobody fucking ever.
Twitter, you have to have
really?
A lot
stinks.
Of followers.
I love Twitter.
Twitter stinks.
What?
You like it because you're
a joke guy. Just throw a joke out and
you're good. Yeah. I'm not into that.
Facebook, I feel like I'm scrolling and reading.
I like that. I like reading. I like all the information that's up there. Mm. And you can pick who you follow. Mm-hmm. So I like what this guy does or this girl puts up. Or, you know, I kind of like, I always have Kurt Metzger will come up after new gadget.
Yeah.
You know, some new tech. And
or rape. he'll do a field day with rape.
Watch this.
Oh, what's this?
This is
2-year-old saves his twin brother.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh, good. Finally, some upbeat internet. Oh!
Whoa! Can you stop it? Yeah. Can you bring it back now? We're gonna show you this, and we're going to add a little music just to see if it makes it a little more lighthearted.
All right.
We're
going
to add the Benny Hill theme.
Little Three Stooges. Yeah, this does help. Now it's like a slapstick comedy. As a dresser fellow, twin brother Bodie. I missed you. Like Laurel and Hardy.
Yeah.
Boy, he's really not helping him, is he? Help the kid, you idiot. Yeah. There you go. Oh, he's squishing him. There
wow.
you go.
Good job, kid.
I Where stopped. Were you, Mom?
Oh, look, she was shooting a porno, apparently.
Norman's got to be one of the fastest cocksuckers out there.
She's smart. Street smart.
Here's the deal. As a dad, I can't even fucking believe it.
That they were alone that long? And
I can't. If you count, if you watch the footage and the real time
footage.
It's
time lapse, right? Yeah.
How the fuck, number one, two kids that age out of your eye line for more than fucking 10 seconds?
Are you kidding?
And boys.
Your parents are not even. My parents didn't know where I was the whole day.
Not this age. Not this age.
Yes.
Not this age.
Oh, what is this, four?
Or your tranny nanny.
That's three. That's three. That's three.
Oh, that's three. Okay, sorry.
It's two.
Oh,
2 years old.
Oh, it's two. All right, my bad. I thought they were 21.
Yeah, listen, 2 year old.
You know how easily your anus could have lifted that?
Oh, my God. With a pinky.
I found a baby's underneath the dresser.
We have a caller if you want to take a call.
Oh.
Just one.
Yes.
Is it anus?
Baby, how you doing? I got your cat. Remember your cat? Bomas is with me, baby doll.
Bomas.
What's up? You're on the air.
Hello, Bobby.
What's up?
Hey, I'm just calling to tell you that I recently upgraded to premium membership. And
this
I'm pretty
Depot's
happy
dad?
Hang on, what? I didn't hear you.
I'm a premium member, Bobby.
He's a member.
Yeah, premium one.
Okay, great. Thank you, buddy. Are you happy?
It's called, sir.
Buddy, are you calling from Mexico City?
Yeah,
he's got a tin can with a string.
What, buddy? Buddy, your phone, it's not us. We can't hear you. Your track phone that you got from 7-Eleven isn't working.
You got a burner phone.
All right, can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Yeah, I love that you dropped the accent when you got mad. Yeah, can you hear me now? You turned into the fucking Verizon guy. Can you hear me now? Yeah, we can, fucking Vato.
Let's sprint now.
What's up?
Well, nothing, man. I'm just calling to... I don't know. I didn't thought I was going to get the call, man. So.
Who is this fucking... Is this fucking Cristela Alonso? Who is this?
Wow, that scene was... in Narcos.
I'm Luis J. Gomez's brother.
First of all, he's Puerto Rican. He's not Mexican. So you got the wrong fucking accent, asshole.
You gotta
call me Papi.
This call is why Trump wants a wall. Fuck.
Oh, come on. Well, that was at least a joke.
Yeah, Bubba. Hey, listen. When you get out of the desert, if you say wrap it up to me one more time, I'm going to hit you with my microphone. Oh. Give me the fucking... Do this to me one more time. I got it. All right. Don't ever do this to me ever again. This is. I was talking to my kid. Thank you, Lauren. Thank you. Thank you, Lauren.
I just want to say that you have to bring Scopo back.
Why?
Wow, never heard that before.
Why? What do we? Does the studio need cleaning? Now,
well, I don't know. People are
quitting it anymore. Scopo is doing fine. He is excelling at stand-up comedy. He's touring. He's doing weekends now. He's really shooting up in the business since he left here. So
heroin.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So see you later, and
just
keep doing what you're doing, buddy.
All right, Vato. We'll see you later, baby doll.
All right.
Hasta mañana. All right, hang up. Yeah. Listen, he gave me the... I'm literally at the beginning of the show. I'm doing FaceTime, but my son is talking.
On the air.
And I look on the air, of course, but it's my... First of all, it's my show.
Right. Right.
Number two, my son.
Uh-huh.
Number three, my fucking show, my son.
Damn.
And I look over at him, he goes, wrap it up.
It's just radio instincts kicking in.
It's actually kind of funny.
I heard you had a funny one with
the Yankee swap. Yeah, I heard Joe say I was funny, and then you say, good guy. That's fine. I get it, too. But
funniest gift ever.
Very funny.
Because Lewis always gets the greatest gift ever.
Yeah, that tranny.
He really puts a lot of thought.
He found Enos.
And you have to. When you don't have money, you have to be crafty.
Creative. Yeah, right.
What was the gift?
He got a 5-minute lap dance from a tranny porn star.
Luis Gomez did?
Yeah.
Yeah, with huge cans and a dong.
Yeah. Not a big dong either.
Oh, really?
Wait, where was this?
Not as big.
Oh, in here. Oh.
Yeah. Not as big as you'd like.
Maybe that's why she went the other way.
Yeah. Well, no, it's nice piece.
Oh, still a nice piece.
But it's kind of like my dick, except darker.
Ooh,
isn't there one that has a podcast on the network? Is that who it was?
No, she has a big dong.
And that's a white girl.
Yeah, it's a white girl. Dick is huge.
This was a black girl.
Yeah. Black girl. I smelled her butt.
Ooh.
Yeah, you got in there.
Yeah, I smelled her bump. She came over and gave me a little lap dance, and I smelled, took a little sniff, and she smelled like a unicorn.
Wow.
she is one.
She got the horn. Can we get a photo of Bailey J's piece? I want to see what we're working with.
So, I don't know if we can we put that on the YouTube?
Images don't get flagged ever, because no one ever reports it.
So anyways, we...
Oh, right.
Yeah, we had her on, but Deepu... last year gave the worst gift ever.
What was it?
His album?
It was actually vegetarian tacos.
From Taco Bell.
What?
From Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Vegetarian tacos.
I didn't really have that.
Who'd you give that to?
That was terrible. That was his Yankee swap gift. So whoever won that gift got vegetarian tacos.
Yeah.
So we
just
really...
bring the smell into the studio.
Oh, it was terrible. We just gave him so much shit for it. So this year...
You guys don't like Taco Bell?
I love meat.
So this year, his gift...
Speaking of meat, look at the girth.
Hang on one second. We'll go to a second. So this year we actually... His gift was a one-way ticket to D.C.
That's hilarious.
The next day.
That's so good.
But on a bus.
The cheapest one I can find.
The greatest gift, worst gift ever. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Length I'm okay with, but that is some solid...
Make it big. You can't see it.
Length, what do you mean you're okay with?
Like, I feel like I match her with length.
Oh, you match her with length.
But girth, she's got me. She's got like a real nerf.
Can you full screen it? You know I'm a big fan of full screen.
A real nerf.
I'm a big fan of full screen. Oh, I guess you can't.
Lauren is covering her face and mouth.
Well, it's actually, she's bigger than that now.
Oh, she got a.
All right, let's. I'm done with this. Let's
bigger
get
than
this
that.
Off.
How?
A weird fantasy. He's fucking skewing my podcast into. We're talking about shitty parents. All of a sudden, we're looking at tranny cock because this fucking asshole on the spectrum can't stay focused on one topic long enough.
They go hand in hand. Shitty parents and trannies. Where do you think we get trannies?
I think those parents with the. I mean, they're. And it makes me laugh because it's all the way the news skews it. They're saying the kid saved his little brother.
Right.
What a beautiful two. And we're all like, look at this. We should be looking at the parents who fucking...
There should be parents that leave two-year-olds alone for an hour so they can
for
do
for a fucking hour. And then you didn't hear a dresser fall?
Yeah.
Right.
There's so many moments where somebody should have ran into that room.
Okay, your kid is upstairs. Okay. Fine. You're doing one. You're somewhere. Something happened. But you know your kids are in their room. You hear a dresser fall.
Yeah.
And you don't run the fuck in the room?
How do you not have one of those monitors also?
She's got
like
the cam.
Yeah, that's the weirdest part. There's HD footage of it. It doesn't look like a security cam. Doesn't look like a nanny cam.
They always do this, though. Remember when the Baltimore riots were happening, that mom was smacking the shit out of her kid? And they're like, tough love. Like, what are you, dreading?
She's beating the shit out of the kid.
Yeah, she's beating the shit out of him. That's why he's a fucking gang member.
Also, another thing with this is that she took the footage and made it viral herself. The kids didn't do that.
Yeah. The mom did?
Well, who else? Why else would they have this?
I figured the nanny did it.
The mom put it out.
No, the mom put it out. She's being interviewed right after this.
I cannot tell you how many videos are on the internet of kids getting hurt and they somehow think I just can't watch them and I might be too sensitive.
I might be either.
A pussy. I'll take all those hits from whoever. And I guarantee you, anybody who says that doesn't have a kid and lives in your mom's basement.
Also, who's getting off on watching kids get hurt?
The fails.
Yeah.
Where the little kid, the dad pushes the swing and the kid goes flying up or the ball. Yeah, see, you're a psychopath to
you
laugh at
too.
That.
You literally just chuckled.
I laughed at you laughing.
Oh. Well, I laughed at your timing. I just liked your tempo, man.
I feel like everybody.
Maybe I was laughing at my timing.
You ever know? We always have people growing up that laugh. If you get hurt, they laugh.
I hated those kids.
I don't like it.
There was a whole family that we knew when I was growing up. And if you went over their house to play, like we would play with their kids, and you got hurt, they'd be like, ah! I just started laughing.
Oh my God.
Hey, I'm real hurt right now.
What do you mean?
like you would fall and they would laugh at you falling, but you'd be hurt. Like,
what town was this?
This is in Long Island.
Really?
Yeah.
But I mean, that's what America's Funniest Home Video is. The whole show based on
that. I know. Yeah, totally.
People getting kicked in the nuts by ponies.
but that to me is not, I hate that.
I hate it too.
I cringe at that. I'm like, why would you show?
Oh, same here.
Because, then show the guy having to get 9 operations to have his nuts taken out of his asshole.
Right.
Yeah, there's a follow up.
You know,
and he can never have a kid. Look at Johnny Knoxville.
Oh, yeah. Now that's comedy.
But he's done.
What is he?
Why?
Because he's so fucked up from all that shit that he can't. He's just painkillers and all the. He had a his dick is fucked.
Really?
He broke his dick.
How?
I think he got kicked in it or something. A bull stepped on his dick or something.
Because they did that for years.
They did it for so long, man.
Because they had videos before they had the show. They had videos called the CY Camp Kill Yourself videos.
Yes.
It was the band of Bam Margera's brother, and they would just put out these videos.
He's fucked up too, Bam Margera.
Well, I think because his friend died, he started drinking heavy. And then
he's on drugs.
And that plus banging your head that many times fucks you up for life.
Yeah.
But I think that's what made the internet really big is that type of shit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It was like, I remember
it's
when I was a kid, Faces of Death.
Faces of Death.
Faces of Death 1 and 2.
Bud Dwyer thing. People would share that.
Yeah, the monkey. Remember the monkey?
The monkey brains?
They literally put a monkey in this machine and they would cut its skull off. And then tap its brain and open it up and eat the monkey's brain.
I've never heard of that.
It was fucking gross.
Holy shit. I don't need to see that at all.
Yeah.
You ever see the Bud Dwyer one? It's
the shooting
up.
In the mouth?
Yeah,
that was big.
Are you going to
show what that was, right?
No.
I didn't have a video.
What do you got?
He was embezzling money.
Oh, really?
And then he called the press conference.
What happened?
The Bud Dwyer thing. The backstory to the Bud Dwyer thing.
He looks like Bobby.
No, I'm just talking to him.
I found out what happened in Knoxville.
Go ahead.
Knoxville took a spill while attempting to backflip a motorcycle for an MTV special dedicated to Knievel. The bike came straight down on Knoxville's Johnson.
Yeah.
and as his film crew and pals stood by, the handlebar snapped off on impact.
Oh!
He That's survived, how hard it hit him. But his penis was broken.
Wait, when was this?
They filmed the Jackass MTV special, so maybe, you know.
Probably pretty recently. But
no, it was a couple of years ago, but he's, I mean, he's fucking damaged, man.
Well, when he came,
and that's all for money and to entertain.
Yeah.
So there was that point where, I mean, Evel Knievel, you understand the shit he did was dangerous, but it was mathematically thought out.
And there was all sorts of safety precautions.
Safety precautions and
helmets,
you know,
and
I mean, granted, he was jumping just a steel motorcycle compared to the, you know, what they're jumping now with the shocks and the, how light it is. And he was jumping like a Harley, which is fucking nuts.
Nuts.
But, you know, he was jumping shit that could be jumped. Mm-hmm. These fucking guys. Have you seen, I mean, some of these videos of the guys jumping off the mountain with the flight suits? And they're, they're coming.
Oh, they're like the flying squirrel suit?
Yeah, they're doing like 700 miles an hour.
Yeah, it's insane.
Just above the tree line.
But you know what? There's physics again on that. Like, those guys are probably fine for the most part because they figure it out. Yeah. And there's like a science to it. The Jackass guys are just like, let's just do this fucked up thing. Yeah. And then if you get hurt, you get hurt. They used to get hurt constantly. And they used to staple shit to Steve-O's back.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of stuff.
Have you seen the one with the guys doing handstands on the buildings? Oh, pull that shit up. Unbelievable. They're doing handstands on the like edge of a building.
Like edge of a building.
It's
I can't
insane.
Watch it.
It's hard to watch.
There's a guy
but
that,
they don't die.
There's a guy, and it's got to be Russia or somewhere. It's
of course
be
it's Russia.
You know, Eastern Europe.
It's either redneck or Russia. It's always that.
Florida.
It's not redneck because the buildings are too high. You know, they never build anything down south more than 6 feet tall. That's the fucking state house right there.
Ouch.
I know, you fucking shit city. We got a balcony and girls show their tits for beads. Oh, that makes sense. That's good.
Sounds
women's
like paradise.
That's
food's great.
Glad the women's rights organizations go down there once in a while.
Yeah. They get drunk. They show their tits.
Yeah, exactly. Come on down, girls. It's okay, because it's Mardi Gras. Boo.
Women like beads.
For what?
I don't know. They're plastic garbage. The women.
It's it is fucking ridiculous that people go to... They have beads store.
I know.
You go down and spend $10,000 on fucking beads.
And they probably make a killing.
And then you throw them at people.
You give them away. You don't
keep them. You give them away.
You throw them off a
float. You buy them and give them to people.
You throw them off a float,
Yeah.
So someone else is
walking
around your beads.
Not the people that sell on the beads. I'm not saying they're selling the beads. I'm saying the store must make a kill.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous. It's stupid. It's just a dumb tradition. And it just shows what fucking cattle we are. Really, moo. All right, how's this go? You get beads, okay? And you throw them at the girls and they show their tits. Yeah. You know what else they call that? A strip club. Go inside, get a dollar, and throw it at her twat.
And also,
and she'll show you the tits.
It gets past a certain point when you see tits, it's not that as exciting.
That's true. They do get old, which is sad. Yeah, it's a sad moment.
No.
When tits get old.
Remember when you used to go to a strip club when you're like 20 years old or 19, whatever it is?
Best day of your life.
Oh, it's amazing. Amazing.
Can I be honest? And you might not believe me. I've never liked strip clubs.
I don't believe it. When you were 21 years old and you went,
never liked them.
Get the fuck. Now I get it.
You hate joy.
I love joy. I love the amusement parks.
Was that the stripper's name?
I hate amusement parks.
What, you hate amusement parks?
I hate roller coasters. I hate Tilt-A-Whirl.
I don't like amusement parks either.
They suck. It's just, let me be uncomfortable for 20 minutes. Whoa, I'm getting whipped around. Wow, come on.
Do you get scared of roller coasters?
I hate them.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to be scared.
Yeah.
Oh, look, I'm not a big fan of roller coasters myself because I'm afraid of heights, but I love a nice amusement park. A water park?
I like a water park.
I like I went to Universal Studios and I went to the Murder, She Wrote thing. I purposely said that.
You sound like Mark's dad.
Yeah. Get some Metamucil. Murder, She Wrote.
The Jaws ride I've been to, the Jaws ride's not a big deal.
Last week I went to the Matlock Matinee.
Listen, I'm telling you right now, strip clubs to me have always been boring because
can't touch.
And I've dated a couple strippers too. Maybe that might have had something to do with it.
Oh, you're cool. That's
because
what it
they
is.
Told no, they just told me the whole deal. Mm. It's like they
it's
told
a scam. But you don't know that when you're 20.
Yeah, I did.
All right, well, you're better than everybody.
Did.
What can I tell you?
I'm not looking. You don't have to make it you have to be mean about it. I was trying to give my opinion about it. You don't have to fucking hate me because I didn't like them.
I love you.
I just never liked them. They seem like a big... this is what it seems like to me. You go to a strip club, there's girls that fucking hate you because of what you are, but they need you because they need to make money. And then your whole only dream is that they will like you at some point and yes. maybe give you their number and blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
It's a fucking nightmare to me. It's a nightmare to me because it's just self-esteem. Now, I'd rather go at a young age, yes, in my early 20s,
right.
to a massage parlor and get jerked rub. Off.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah.
That and makes
just,
sense.
Yeah, just go. And back when I used to do that, it wasn't just Asian massage parlors.
Ah.
It was before the internet.
Was hot white
so
chicks.
You could go and there was white chicks, regular white chicks that didn't want to spend all day.
Regular.
Who couldn't dance. You know what I mean?
Right, right,
maybe
right.
because they weren't that hot.
right.
But they'd go to a massage parlor.
Hobbled white chicks.
Fucking hair-lipped white chicks.
My favorite.
Three-nippled girls.
Right, right. That's fine.
And they would go, and they were fine enough. And
I think, yeah, but you know what it is? That's a by-yourself activity, I feel like. It's
what do you mean?
Massage parlor? You go with people and
good
go with
point.
Friends? You go with friends to that?
Yeah, I went. Me and Billy went once. Yeah, I took a bunch of friends there. Why not?
Well, the...
No, I mean, I'm not taking 9 dudes. We're not in the same room. Dude, get a hand job. Nah, dude. I'm going to eat her ass. Watch this. No, it's just you in a room. Yeah. I don't know. Understand why. What the fuck is the problem with that?
I would go to my, with
why,
my friends.
What
to
is your
club.
Ultimate goal of going to a strip club?
I don't go anymore. I'm 38.
What,
I don't...
I'm saying back in the day, what is the outcome?
And because you wanted to see naked women.
Okay, so you see naked women when you leave. Now, where are you at mentally?
Uh-huh. You, I know you have a raging heart
you're
on.
You're raging, yeah, and yeah, what yeah. are you going to do with it?
Jerk off.
Nothing.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Nothing.
You're right.
You're going to go eat and fucking hate women.
I'm
you're going to literally go and go, fucking that broad, fucking, I could have fucking, you see the
yeah,
fuck.
But
you
had that now, sense when I was 20? No.
Okay, now, okay,
you're,
I did.
Thinking about
I did.
All right, what can I tell you?
And a bunch of other guys I did. And how about this? First of all, Lauren, rub me, because Sean's pissing me off. Fucking, I don't want to lose more listeners.
This is the new rub and tug. You got to start a podcast now.
Listen, but what my point is that you go to a rub and tug, or back then it was actually you could fuck. And
oh, really?
Yeah,
really?
You could bang. You could do whatever you wanted.
What
you just have to negotiate.
Run you.
You had to negotiate. It was maybe, you know, $100, $60. I mean, I used to go with fucking Keith Robinson. He'd be in there going haggling for 10 minutes like it was fruit. You know what I mean? I'll give you 75 for the box of grease.
I'll give my album.
But, okay. Now, you go into one of these places, you're getting a massage, you're getting attention, it's relaxing, and then she's going to fucking blow you or fuck you or
right.
jerk you off. And you leave, and you're like this. Life is okay.
Yeah,
people, but life is good. You leave a strip club, you're like, fucking, ugh.
Yeah.
I want to fuck.
Yeah,
I want to fuck.
You're right.
I hate
don't go
that.
Anymore. I'm just saying. Like,
well, but in his defense, strip clubs, a lot of them have a rub and tug in the back.
No, they don't.
A lot of them
oh,
do.
Oh, I've been offered at strip clubs.
Uh-huh.
I don't do it because I get
where?
Too paranoid.
I've never been offered.
Montreal,
never.
They do.
Really?
Montreal,
yeah.
That's a lie.
I've been offered. Want to go in the back room, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but they never said we'll give you a hand job.
No, but I assume.
That's not assumed. The back room is a fucking scam because they get you so fucking riled up. They get you to the back room with it's more expensive. You got to pay them consistently, not dollars thrown at their assholes. It's a $20 dance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And another 20. And they get you going and they rub and they see that you're. And then they go. And then all of a sudden the dance is over. And if you ask for something and they're going to go, no, we can't do that. And it happened to DeRosa. DeRosa got into a huge fight. Listen,
she didn't
want to
blow him.
She got a huge fight with the guy because she just danced. And he thought it was she might do something else or whatever. And she came downstairs. He wanted me to grind on him. And he's like, they can't touch you, sir. And they whipped it on him. And now he's in an argument. Of course, it's DeRosa arguing.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just a waste of time and money. And I think it's more degrading.
Right.
And I know I'm fucking. I think it's more degrading to go to a strip club on both ends than to
go to a rub and tug.
To go to
no way. Don't play both sides of the coin. That's what a host does, you motherfucker.
No, there's no way. There's no way. Whenever if semen makes an appearance, it's less. It's more degrading.
He's got a point.
That's
He's
not
got
true.
A point. My mom said that when she washed my socks.
Oh, get out of here.
All right, check this out. Now you go to a place where a chick's just, you know, taking off all her clothes,
right,
and you know, You can't touch her. Is it Enos
or is it?
Huh? No, baby girl. You go in there and she's dancing and she doesn't like you and you secretly don't like her. It's this fucking weird thing. It's like literally like they don't like you. You're a piece of you're a guy.
You think the rub and tug girl does?
Oh,
I'll tell you this.
What's the point?
I'll tell you this.
They're both making money.
You have to. There's something about sex that you to say. You know what? I'm gonna do this. You have to like it, and you have to be okay.
In the moment.
You have
saying?
To be okay with it to a certain extent to jerk a guy off.
Why don't we ask the lady in the room? Deepu,
yeah, are you completely horrified by this conversation?
Would you rather jerk a stranger off or dance for them for pennies thrown at you?
I don't know.
If you had to pick one, if you don't want to answer this, you don't have to. But no. If you had to pick
she's
one,
she's dying to
well,
answer.
All right,
it.
Sorry.
No,
I
think I'd rather be a stripper.
Aha! Ah! Bam!
At least there's some artistry to it.
And then if I no.
The dancing part.
Yeah.
Still, like, it comes from burlesque, which is like an exotic thing.
Every girl loves Warren.
Burlesque is something way different.
Yeah, it's shitty.
That's like
no, it's in the same family as stripping.
Family. They don't have families.
Bridget,
that was really good.
Bridget has family.
That's different. That's comedy in a way.
But that's burlesque. Burlesque is kind of funny sometimes.
I guess so.
Yeah, not sexy though.
What would you rather get? What would you rather get? Would you rather go to a strip club right now today? My question posed to you. Would you? Let me finish
well,
before you take a breath.
I'm married.
I know. Yeah. It's okay. Let's.
I'll
it's fantasy.
It.
We're
it.
Not really going. What would you rather do? Strip club or go to a hand job place?
Oh, hand job place.
Okay. What about Mark? What
not,
about you?
That's not the question.
Hand job in a second.
Okay. That was the question I just asked. That was exactly
no,
the question.
No,
I asked.
But I'm saying her. She's in the. It's on the female point of view of like what's more degrading.
All right, but here's the deal. You're gonna go up and just show your asshole to guys for dollar bills.
You're not showing your asshole.
No, I'd pick a really
why
good
not?
Place and I'd make good money.
Why not? What strip club are you going to? That they're not opening their assholes.
The ones in Manhattan don't usually do that.
Really?
Which is ironic because they're the most expensive ones. You
right.
Think the more you pay, the more you want to see.
Can we eliminate Manhattan out of the strip club?
All right, let's go to
Manhattan
Providence,
Rhode
Island.
Garbage for sex.
Go to Jersey.
Yeah, go out to out somewhere.
Do you know I went to one in Hempstead, Long Island called Taste of Honey, and it was all black and Spanish strippers, right. And I got a lap dance from a girl, and the midway through, she goes, "You're cute. You look like a kid I went to school with." I go, "Where'd you go to school?" She goes, "Manhattan College." I went to Manhattan College for a year.
It was
a girl in my sociology class from Manhattan College.
Wow,
so a girl I had a crush on from my sociology class.
Now they're married.
Yeah, and now we're married. It's Mario. No, it was a black chick named Odessa Europe. That was her name.
Holy shit.
Oh, I shouldn't have said her whole name.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, there's a lot of Odessa Europes out there.
I don't I'm sorry I did that. I'm sorry. Bleep that.
If you want to call in, make sure. What's the number?
347-983-YKWD.
If you have anything you want to add to this. And then make sure you check out this week. We have a very special show at the Village Underground.
Ooh.
It's the Band Geek Live. Go to thecomedysolo.com. It's a music show. Yeah, good. A music show, and it's also... Well, can you bring that up? Read that information for me. It's on comedysolo.com. It's one of our very successful podcasts on the network. It's awesome. I'm a big fan of the show, and they're doing it live at the Village Underground. You can get tickets. It's going to have guests and music. It's going to be really a different experience.
It's episode 100 of Band Geek Podcast, right. Tuesday, January 10th, 8 p.m.
Yes. Band Geek Podcast with Richie Castelletto. It's nice. Going to be a great time. They got Richie is actually from Blue Oyster Cult,
mm-hmm.
who you guys know. We got Danny Miranda from Queen. You got Jarrett Pressman from The Hole Podcast, Anna Marie Costello, I would imagine would be his wife, and Andy Ascolos from Blue Oyster Cult. If you love music, you love rock and roll, and you love podcasting and comedy, you want to get tickets to this. So make sure you go down to thecomedysolo.com and get your tickets now before they sell out. Anyways, we got anything. What do you get in the chat room, buddy?
Sure. Someone says throw beads at Lauren.
That's good.
I just don't like, I'm not a fan of these. I'm just not a fan of strip clubs.
I'm with you.
Yeah. I think it's an annoying nuisance.
It's fun for women.
But I feel weird. Yeah. First of all, you're sitting there staring at this girl who's dancing to some song that I don't like.
Yeah.
some fucking aggressive hip hop song,
right?
You know, that I'm like, oh God. And then now I'm and
you're horned up.
And I know she doesn't like me. I know she kind of thinks I'm a piece of shit for being there. Unless you're shredded with abs or you're famous, they really don't give a fuck about you. You're just that idiot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they come off, and you'll see the girl come over, and they upsell you with the lap dance. And if you don't want one, they think you're a dick, and they make you feel uncomfortable. And no, I'm good now. And they just get up and leave. Now she hates you, and she'll go talk to this, and they all of a sudden the room doesn't. You feel like the room doesn't like you. And,
well, they're scoping it out. They're all like just checking like who's going to make the most money for
Yeah, and unless you're giving away, you're just making it rain. You're not really. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you always wind up liking the bartender or the massage girl better, mm-hmm. because she has a personality and she's actually a human being, and then and it just stinks. Strip clubs stink. I used to love
stink. I'm not disagreeing that.
I used to love going to strip clubs with Patrice because he would heckle the strippers.
Oh, really?
I just trash him.
Wow.
And make him mad or laugh. And it was fun, but strip clubs stink.
And don't get me wrong, I never went to strip clubs thinking I was going to take one of the strippers home. You always have one guy in your crew that does that.
Anytime they were like, dude, we're going to a strip club, I would just be, I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, this is just going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to you always try to put on all right, let's go. And you walk in and you got to be cool and you're looking for your seat and you're all trying to look as cool. And then you sit down and you're kind of looking around. You don't want to be too fucking aware of the pussy next dancing on stage because you don't want to degrade them or have them think you're a scumbag. But you want to, you do want to look and have a little confidence. And then you're just staring at this girl, you and a bunch of other guys looking up at this girl dancing naked. It's like, what the fuck? I don't even know if it makes sense to me.
And then the money distribution is weird.
You're throwing money.
Put a dollar out, but I don't want to put too many dollars. Hey, it's the whole thing's crazy.
Yeah, do I give you $2 or $3?
Yeah.
And then I'm going through, the drinks stink, and there's black lights, which is
But you
now
know
any stain you have on your black shirt.
That's you. That's after knowing what it is. Before you go, you don't know what it is.
The first time I went, I knew what it was. So at any time after that, I knew what it was. The first time I went, there was the black lights. I had fucking cat hair from my cat that I rescued all over that I didn't know I had. I looked like an idiot. I had a stain from Korean barbecue that was from like 3 washes ago that never came out.
Horrible
apparently.
Stripper. Korean barbecue is coming out.
And then I'm out of all this money. I was at like $70, which is a lot of money back then.
Oh yeah.
Because I'm just, hey, I don't want nobody not to like me.
Right.
I want all the girls to think I'm cool. And then I left. And then I was so horny.
Yeah.
And I went home and I felt like shit. I felt lesser than. I felt like just this fucking asshole they talk about. Mm-hmm. Look, I banged strippers after that. I met strippers in acting classes. And it was like, fuck. They were like, oh, fucking this guy and that guy. And it just sickened me the way they hate us.
Oh, really?
They don't like you.
Yeah. All right, I'm not going. I was going to go
this afternoon. What stripper likes a guy who does that? What girl?
Right.
No, I love stripping. Okay, good for you. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Who, really? Do you?
No, I believe that. I don't think they like it.
What are you saying? Were you raising your hand?
Oh, we had a caller, but we just lost him. He'll call back.
Tell our stripper to call in.
If there's a caller, just say caller.
I don't want to cut you off.
You can cut me off. Just don't ever wrap me up.
When you're talking to your kid, don't tell you to hurry up.
If you ever wrap me up with my child again, is what I
mean. Oh,
even though you were absolutely
a long year.
Now you're never babysitting.
Even though you were, are you fucking out of your mind? Come home, he's fucking cooking some weird meal. Coochie pie.
Hands off.
Right, just a turban.
Nothing wrong with that.
All right. Well, about the kid getting trapped under the... You know what's the worst kid videos? Is the one where they shake the kid. You ever seen those with the nanny?
Babysitter?
No.
I don't even have kids. I want to kill this woman.
It's so...
It's beyond hard to watch.
Bring it up. I'll watch it.
Oh, my Bobby, don't do it.
It's bad.
Just a woman. Stop crying. And the head's going...
I can't watch it.
It's tough.
All right, bring it up.
All right, let me get my pants off. Hold on. But they should kill these nannies who do that. That's insane.
Yeah,
that's a death sentence.
Well, they'll have.
No!
Oh, this is a fucking just like dad with his kid.
That's actually Deepu's home videos.
I don't even know if YouTube will have it because it's so.
I think they're on like those like 48 hour shows and stuff like that.
Mother beating child.
No, that's beating.
Wow, this is adorable.
Yeah, you gotta go like deep online.
Dude, you gotta go on the dark web.
Yeah.
Where, deep poo web.
Where you can buy a human.
Yeah.
Is that a real thing, the dark web?
Oh, the dark web.
Really?
Is actually more. Is big. The web we know is fucking like this big. Yeah. And the dark web is the like
it's
90%
like
of the web.
It's like universe.
Isn't that correct? I mean,
it's like the web. The dicks. The web. Dark one's bigger.
All
right.
That was good. That was pretty good.
The dark web. The web that we use, Facebook and email, is a really small percentage of the internet.
Right. Yeah.
Most of the internet is. The dark web and all that other shit. Am I correct?
I don't know if it's more, but there's definitely like a whole different realm that's like
how do we get
in
there?
The code. You have to use a program called Tor or something like that to like hide your IP address.
You have to hide it that
I'm
you're going
to call
in?
My friend Joe.
Because it's illegal to be going into some of these websites.
And you could buy humans and stuff.
I read an article.
Hey, hook that phone up to
up.
The...
So fucked up.
Oh, really?
I'm gonna call my friend Joe.
I don't even want to know.
We can hear.
I think there's things you should know.
We can hear, but not be able to talk.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, you have to do the thing with the phone and the mic.
Oh my god! Because of the new iPhone, they took the headphone jack out.
How
we gotta figure out how to do that?
Oh, you get an adapter. I have the adapter with me if you want.
You do?
Yeah.
Is it to really the adapter? What a fucking shit company! Mark it off your phone. I swear to God, I will fucking get the fuck. Put your phone on the table.
Checking the time
on the table. Put it. Yeah, ask
you're
me.
Anti,
I'll tell you.
You're anti. You're anti Apple now.
Oh Jesus. Yep. What's that? I'm anti Apple. Yes, I am.
Really for food.
You're gonna get to. Oh yeah.
I actually have. I don't listen. I don't.
You
think
want it? Or you don't want it.
I don't think the Mark Norman has literally one of the quickest people on the planet.
Oh, come on.
He's very quick. Him and
one of the
him
quickest.
And Mike
Norton.
Lawrence and
Norton.
Norton's super.
Norton's
quick.
Unbelievable.
Norton's unbelievable. But
he's
Mike Lawrence, when he was judging that roast battle thing. Yeah. It's like the kid speaks in roast. It's insane the lines
does.
That he was coming out with on TV taping on. Yeah.
Call
him.
All right, let's go. Call him.
Do you want this or not?
Yes, I do.
Oh, it's this guy again.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Roll up your window, buddy. You're on the air. What's happening?
Is this the Mexico guy?
Babo, how you doing?
What's up, son? How you feeling, buddy?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good, man. We're just hanging out talking about how I hate strip clubs and people with child abuse.
Yeah, they go hand in hand.
That's what I said.
What's up?
Yeah. On Kevin Brennan's show, he always talks about possibly making a move with the Kumi Network.
Yeah.
But he always, you know, then it gets into how you're a bastard and all that shit. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to tell you the honest to God truth. Kevin Brennan was walking around doing nothing. Nothing. Okay, nothing. Literally nothing.
Well, in his defense, he was doing the same jokes he was doing in the 90s. That's something.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, whatever. I always thought Kevin should, you know, I run a podcast network. I you know, Rich and Bonnie's show, My Wife Hates Me. You know, I went to them and created that show with them, Live from the Table, the Comedy Cellar show, my show. You know, we got Nick DePaul's show off the ground. And I and a couple others, but I in my brain I came up with the idea of Misery Loves Company, with Kevin. Yes, I went to Kevin and I said you should do a podcast with Lenny Marcus, you two, called Misery Loves Company because you're both miserable, and I think it would be great. And we did a lot of hard work to get that going. I took photos. The actual photo for the podcast as I took myself. Rob Spence, my partner. We had a theme song main with. The guys from Band Geek, Richie actually made the theme song and we came up with the idea. We really did a lot of hard work for that and we came up with it and we gave him the studio and we taught him how to use it. And Deepu really helped Lenny figure, I think we had Lenny come in and work for weeks, actually a month on how to produce the show. And I really just wanted Kevin Brennan to have a podcast and an outlet to get fans. That's all. Nothing else. So now cut to, you know, the money. He always says I can't sign Kevin. I can't make Kevin money until he signs with us because I'm not going to you know, go out and get sponsors for a show and get him, you know, it's all ready to go to get premium channel. He could, but he doesn't want to give, he doesn't want to share, he doesn't want to give any of the money away. He wants all his fans to just donate to him, nobody else. He just wants the cash to go to directly to his donation. He just wants all the money. I put up money. He wanted t-shirts. I put the money up myself for the t-shirts. And now the t-shirts are up there to, you know, Starfucker. I got the logo. We got everything done. I did all. He won't promote it because he wants the money. The t-shirt that the fan gave him for free. He sells those to you guys for hundreds of dollars. So he upsells it as you can come into the studio and sit down. So I don't know what to tell you. You want to go? I mean, look, here's the deal. It's coming very close to the locks are going to be changed, and he can go wherever the fuck he wants to go. Because I don't. I only thing I did was I think Kevin should have a podcast. I was right. Okay? I was right.
What do you think? Like, where do you think he should go? Should he stay here? Should he go to Kumia?
Are you asking me?
Go to Kumia. Yeah, he's got the anger for
it. I think both is what I'm saying. Like, because I think he was trying to get maybe like a show with Jimmy because he knows Jimmy won't kill him there because there's a, you know, a bodyguard or whatever.
Jimmy, you think Jimmy Martinez, you think who's going to stop him?
Right.
Nobody's going to stop Jimmy if he wants to get you. He'll wait for you out front, Kev. Jimmy's not a fight. Yeah, who's going to stop Jimmy if he wants? Jimmy's the only one stopping Jimmy is Jimmy. He's lucky that Jimmy had self-control. You see the video? Fucking grabbed his wrists. He went, he held. That was a move taught to women in the 80s in karate classes. Okay?
Self-defense class.
So, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I've done nothing. Nothing. But help that fuck, okay?
Yeah.
I've spent thousands of dollars on his podcast. I've not received one fucking dime.
Wow.
Okay? No, I've made nothing. And the reason why we can't make money of it because he won't sign a contract. And if he doesn't sign a contract, he can just, we'll just, you know, I've already told him, you can go. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit. It's just another, listen, man, let me tell you something. You help somebody in this life, and I'm going to explain this to you. Do not expect anything back, okay? If you go out of your way to build something, you don't expect anything back. I don't. So I'm very choosy with who. The contracts that are set up now for Riotcast are Brennan-proof. Mm. Let's put it that way.
What about okay? Neil? What if Neil wanted one?
I would love, fucking, wow, would I love Neil. You know, great. I would love Neil Brennan's podcast called fucking Misery Hates Misery. But, yeah, dude, I mean, God, I don't give a fuck. And I don't get, you know, all the shit he says. I don't give a fuck about that. It's Kevin Brennan yelling shit about you. Who gives a fuck? If Colin Quinn was saying shit about me, I'd be bummed out.
Yeah.
I would really be affected by that.
Ditto.
You understand? Kevin Brennan, yeah, it's almost, you know, here's the deal. It's who gives? I have a 3-year-old. I know how to deal with Kevin Brennan. You know what I mean? My 3-year-old loves meatballs and then hates meatballs. And then wants broccoli and hates broccoli. I know how to roll with the punches with that fucking 3-year-old. You know what I mean? I mean, believe me, I could fucking grab his hair and drag his face on the fucking pavement out in front of the cellar all the way down to Ben's, and then we'll see who's who.
You know what I mean? Always ends up at Ben's.
Pat me, Lauren. But, you know, look, I only, from the name, from the theme music to the fucking photos is me and Riotcast and Rob Sprance. You know, he doesn't know how to fucking push a button. He doesn't know how to fucking upload a show, you know. And
that's, like, the other thing is, like, where do you see the show going now? Because, like, he's not going to find a replacement because, one, they already see how fucking brutalized Lenny became. Mm-hmm. Lenny's one of my
good friends, and he said to me, I can't do this anymore. And I said, contractually, you're supposed to do it till December, till the new year, but you don't have to. Kevin's not going to make the decision. I am. So that's where it's getting to. You understand? Me and Rob are going to make the decision for him. And he get, look, man, I don't give a fuck. I love the Kumia Network. I love Anthony. I love Keith. I love all those guys. And I love stand-up labs are fucking great. I love it up there. Oh, Mark says they're mediocre. But, hey, look, if you want to fuck me, go. I don't care. I don't care. I've learned something from yet another show. Do you understand?
Yeah.
I helped. My goal with Voss and Bonnie and Kevin and Nick and the Comedy Cellar and is to literally help people have podcasts that I think should have a podcast. And I had a network with this amazing guy, Rob Sprantz, and we helped these people for you, Fox. So you would have good content. The East Coast would be represented with good podcasts. And from Riotcast sprouted Stand-Up Labs, sprouted the Kumia Network, sprouted fucking Gas Digital. From what we built... So, you know, God bless everybody. Make money, do your thing. But as far as Kevin Brennan goes, come on. You know what I mean? I gotta, you know, do you? I don't. You know, he's getting to the point where, you know, whatever, dude. You know, go fuck yourself. I don't buy it. Riot, fuck Riotcast. Fuck Bob Kelly. Yeah, exactly. And that's where you're at in the business. And that's why your brother's successful, because you want to fucking burn a bridge. That's in not a funny way. You know what I mean? Funny first, motherfucker. You know? You think I like Mark Norman? You think I like Mark Norman? But I have him in here and I pretend interested in his shitty childhood because he might be somebody someday.
Oh, man.
You know, I legitimately...
I'm really excited to be on the Mark show today. I appreciate that.
I literally love Sean because I know he's not going to ever go anywhere and he's here.
You never know.
So there you go.
A lot of sidekick jobs out there.
I hope I answered your question.
Who is this poor guy who called in and got an earful? Just want to say hello.
I mean, do I make sense, or is that how I answer it, or did I give you too much?
No, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, everything you said makes sense. I've just never heard you, like, directly, you know, address, because he obviously brings it up every week, pretty much.
Well, yeah, because, it's just his rhetoric, dude. It's all horseshit. Look, I knew it was all horseshit when fucking Jimmy Martinez stood in his face and he clammed up and grabbed his wrist. And went, you want to go outside? You want to, what, motherfucker? No, I mean to talk. Really? You know?
So, yeah, he went into don't kill me mode.
Right now?
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Is the Misery Love Company contract like up for like renewed? Like, is it out now?
I don't know the dates, but I'm pretty much, you know. I mean, look, other networks have tried to get that show while they were in contract. Because here's the thing: I did all the work with Rich and Bonnie's show,
mm-hmm.
with me and Rob, and Sirius came in and just took it.
Damn!
And just said, "Hey, we're going to give you this much money and be on the network." Okay. I didn't stop that because I love those guys and they're going to make some money, but it's a show that I came up with them and Rob, and we should have profited off of that show. We never did. Okay.
Damn.
We profited off of what the stuff we got them, the ads. Okay. And then they started trashing the companies and the ads pulled. So we had, you know, but you know, but here, I love those two and I love what they do and I love the show. But we helped create that. Voss didn't have the idea to do a podcast.
Mm.
I went to them and they did it and they worked through all the shit. Same thing with the Comedy Cellar. That was our show, Live from the Table. Sirius came in and went, we want you to do the show.
Wow.
And they took it and put it on their thing and we didn't stop that. Noam, I said, Noam, what do you want to do? He goes, I want to do the thing. I was like, okay, go do it. Okay. Nick DiPaolo. We came up with the show with Nick. And then he was like, I'm going to do 4 days, 3 days a week. I'm going to do paid subscription. I'll give you one. All right, Nick, go ahead. I love Nick. I love his show. We were only there to help these people, to make money and to get a fan base. And that's what a network is supposed to do. It's supposed to shows helping other shows become popular so that people will come see our comedy. That's it. It's the greatest form of social media for a comedian.
Oh, yeah.
You know exactly how many fans you have.
Right.
And the same thing with Brennan. I did the same thing. I was like, dude, you should do a podcast. Lenny should do one. You guys together, blah, blah, blah. And then people came a running. As soon as it was a hit, people were like, oh, hey, why don't you come over here? And, okay, you want to? Yeah, all right, dude.
You know,
look, it's a slow crawl sometimes to the finish line. But nobody wants to do that. They just want the fast fucking thing, you know?
Yeah.
We're having a big meeting tonight. Me and Rob Sprantz, Riotcast, in a little while. So we're going to get going off this. But yeah, we're having a big meeting tonight. We're going to make a lot of changes. And that might be one of them. We'll see what happens. Because here's the thing. I already got the fucking okay from the owner of this studio that if whoever I don't want up here, will not be up here.
Mm.
You don't. So I'll shut the fucking thing down. You know, this is all my equipment. You know, Riotcast bought all this shit. You know what I mean? So we'll see what happens. Yeah. But, you know, whatever. And if he stays, he stays. I don't really get it's like, I swear to God, it's like, you know, having a 3-year-old. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
If he goes somewhere else and he's happy, I fucking go ahead. I know whoever he goes to, God bless you. But anyways, I hope it's Anthony because Anthony will fucking shoot him. all right, let's get around the room. What do you got?
Or bite him.
Right? All right, hey, buddy, thanks for calling in, brother.
Thanks, boys. Have a good one.
You got it. Oh, that's some Reddit material right there.
Yeah. That's
fucking
get ugly.
Deepu's dick just got hard.
No.
Dude,
no.
Bobby was saying, dude, Kevin, did you hear what Bobby was saying? He was saying.
Fucking, yeah.
Yeah, check me out. Doing some clubs. Hartford Funny Bone next weekend. I'm doing this Poughkeepsie Room. Have you heard of this?
Great room.
Is it?
Here's why it's great. If you don't have a car, you can just take the train, and it's literally in the parking lot of the train station.
Really?
Beautiful. So, and the guys are great, and the room is great.
They were here one day. They're nice guys.
Fucking great guys.
Can't wait.
They love comics. They love comedy. And
good lineup.
There was a discrepancy with Stavros' pay when he went up there, or something happened in the contract, and they fucking took the hit. Like, they were like, look, man, we don't want to fight. And they were like, it wasn't a crazy amount of money, but they were like, look, here it is, dude. And they took, what club owner does that?
Yeah.
They were fucking great.
That's
guys.
Great
club, too.
Rumors, Magoobies, and Side Splitters in Tampa. So, yeah, come on out, check the website, marknormancomedy.com.
What do you got?
Next week, I'll be at the Syracuse Funny Bone.
I'm there this week.
Are you?
Oof.
Yeah, is it bad?
Oof.
How bad?
It's I don't want to say. It's my least favorite club in the country.
Why?
Just the audiences are dumb. The city sucks. The town sucks. I'm sorry, folks. Your town is a shithole.
Why? It's just
every joke right over their head. They didn't get anything. No laughers. No good crowds. Heckled.
You got heckled.
I got heckled. And it's a funny bone. It's right next to a Toby Keith's. It's in the mall.
What's a Toby Keith's?
Restaurant.
So that's great. Well, I'm there this week. All right, we'll go over my dates. Go ahead.
And then I'm in Crackers the following week in Indianapolis, the Broad Ripple
Crackers.
Great room.
Love that room.
And then I'll be at Laugh Boston, your neck of the woods.
Great room.
The great room. And I'll be there at the end of the month on the 26th, 27th, and 28th.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right, Deepu, what do you got?
At R2 Deepu everywhere. And I got my two podcasts, Geeks in New York and Go to Hell Podcast. They're both going on 11 weeks, and I'm enjoying it. So maybe you will, too. That's it for me. Thank you, Bob.
Lauren? Mm-hmm.
Just at Lauren Kubera. And why are you looking at my knee?
It grosses me out. So
it's
pale.
Really hairy right now.
Yes.
So
I've never seen a hairy knee.
I'm in between men.
I'm going to throw up.
Ooh, can I say that I'm starting a new podcast?
Yes.
I'm starting a new podcast called Defend Your Movie.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And so basically you would
where
come
you
on
it?
And you would...
You want to take Kevin's spot?
I'm doing with this guy, Alex, who runs Showbiz Studios network.
That's awesome.
But just record a couple and see how it goes.
Shut up, Deepu. It's not awesome. It's another canoe. That is great, man. Good
It'll
for you.
It'll be fun. Yeah, I'm excited.
We have some two new shows that we're going to be adding to the network very soon. I can't announce them yet, but I'm very excited about these shows. So what do you got?
Tuesdays with Stories.
Tuesdays. Actually, I love Joe List. See you later, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got? What do we got? If you want to be the guest in the studio.
Yeah. Make sure you email me at ykwdproducer@riotcast.com, and you can come in if you're a big fan and sit on the couch and watch a live recording.
Yeah, hang out, especially the ones at night are awesome. So.
Yeah.
All right, and my dates are?
Your dates are on the 5th through the 7th, or on the 5th you'll be at Niagara Falls at Seneca Niagara Casino Bears Den.
Yes, the Bears Den.
And then on the 6th and 7th you'll be at the Funny Bone in Syracuse. And then the 12th, you'll be at Mahaffey Theater in St. Petersburg, Florida. The 21st, you'll be at Ridgefield Playhouse in Ridgefield, Connecticut.
Yeah.
And on the 27th, you'll be at McCuddy's in Sarasota, Florida.
Yeah, great. I got a lot of dates coming up. Make sure you hit them. I'm actually going to Aruba, too, in February, which I'm excited about. Go to my website, robertkellylive.com. All my tour dates are right up on the front page. And also, get the app. You want to be a premium member, get the app. If you listen every week and you haven't joined, go fuck yourself.
Also, we would like some fan art, too, for Fan Art Friday.
We need fan art. I don't give a fuck what it is.
Anything.
email
whatever
us
fan art is, email YK, email YKWD at riotcast.com with the fan art, whatever it is.
We
send
post
it
that
us
every Friday, or if it's something physical, you can mail it to 117 McDougal Street, attention, yeah. Robert Kelly.
Yeah. Fan out for me.
012.
Because yes. I'm doing it on my page and YKWD.
And we share it on
YKWD. Yeah, so there you go. And that's it, right? That's Happy it. New Year. God bless you all. Be safe, and we'll see you next time. You know what, dude?
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.